Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there it is, my friends. Land of the free, home of the brave, on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com. We picked it up from a link off the Drudge Report. Shock photo, TSA looking for poop bombs. Land of the free, home of the brave. There is a one-year-old baby with the TSA picking the child up off the ground with the TSA agent looking in the diaper. And these are the type of photos that pour out from slave training facilities all over the country. Because if you'll let them stick their hands down your pants and grope your small child, you'll put up with anything these federal goon forces do to you. But there is the image, the picture that tells a million words, and it is slave training for the small child that people in uniforms line you up and grope you. This has always been the plan. How do you take a free society and completely break their will and break their comfort zone and set the precedent to do whatever you want, whenever you want, something the Nazis didn't even do until they got you to the camp? And the answer is you set up certain reservations where there are no liberties or freedoms. Doesn't matter if state lawmakers, doesn't matter if district attorneys have pointed out what's happening to this child is illegal. When they grope your wife's breast, it's illegal. When they stick their hands down your pants, it's illegal. When they grab Ron Paul's genitals or Jesse Ventura's genitals, it's illegal. They don't care. They just do it. Just like I tried to go deep sea fishing Saturday morning at a place I've been getting guides out of for decades, 20 years or more. And now the state of Texas demands your Social Security number when you buy a fishing license or any other license. Of course, there's federal and state law. They can't use that for an identification. But the sign said, no Social Security, no fishing. And then the lady said, well, the truth is the illegal aliens just use fake ones and the system's just set up where any number works. They just want law-abiding people's numbers. Then they went on, and I said, I noticed you're getting rid of all your old deep-sea boats and getting smaller ones. She said, yeah. And I was already aware of this intellectually, but just to see it come home to someplace I've been fishing for 20 years, they said, I was just going bay fishing. They said, the feds don't let us catch any fish anymore out past the 9-mile limit, and they claim 200 miles is their economic zone. But the big giant foreign trawlers, they can fish unlimited. Drag nets on the bottom, whatever they want. But little fishermen and little guides, they're just not even allowed to fish out there anymore. And when I was down in Mexico a year ago, I noticed there were no more fishing boats down in Cozumel. I talked to the people that were renting snorkels and dive gear, and they said, yeah, no, under international agreements, only the big ships are allowed to fish now. And it said that they're on the edge of rebellion. Well, I went and searched it in the news and found out that all over both coasts of Mexico, they basically banned all small fishing. You're a little guy with your boat running out. You pay all the licensing fees, everything. They say, I can catch one fish. Or you can catch no fish. And they're just all out of business. And the big giant trawlers are out there doing whatever they want. Then I went next door after I caught some redfish and really delicious speckled trout. Got to see dolphins hunting up in the shallows, circling around fish. It was just a great, great trip down there with my children. And I went over, and they had colored light bulbs outside where we were eating. Instead of Christmas lights, the old-fashioned phosphorescent, they were the fluorescent, toxic curlicues. There was federal control, just every facet of our lives controlled by these people. There were just police checkpoints everywhere driving back. This country is just a complete sickening joke. Land of the slaves, home of the cowards. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Incredible news on Bin Laden and a lot more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 9th day of May, 2011, the first day of the rest of our lives. Thank you so much for joining us. On screen, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, is the headline, Shock Photo, TSA Looking for Poop Bombs. Now, that's the headline that Drudge gave it up on DrudgeReport.com. We have it up on Infowars.com with the simple headline of TSA Looking for Poop Bombs. And it looks to be about a one-year-old boy with two TSA workers going into his diaper. And, of course, we've all seen the images of the six-year-old girl having them stick the hands down the pants and Miss Napolitano, three's the charm, sorry, saying this is a good search, a wonderful thing. It's incredible. This is our journey into total slavery. Now, before I get into all the latest bin Laden news and the economic news and another Fukushima explosion and fire that now is not even in the news. It's on the TV webcams in Japan, but no news on it, pointed out by alternative media, the real media. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as of last night. Media ignores Fukushima fire. We have the video of it. Another explosion, another fire, smoke shooting out. They told us a few weeks ago, they said this may go on 9 months, a year, 2 years. Reactors burning, melting, uranium, plutonium shooting out, 7.5 million times safe levels. Not an issue during the celebration of Osama bin Laden being killed. Why not celebrate by buying a box of Lucky Charms and believe that you have a real leprechaun in the box? I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. So we're going to be going over all of it today. Also, we have a key report here, 10 facts that prove the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. I want this to go mega viral. And we've got the listeners and the team of activists to do it. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Just went up 3 minutes ago. It'll be going up on other sites like Infowars.com in the next few minutes. Get it out to everybody. 10 facts that prove the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. Very important to get this report out to everyone. Every indication clearly points to last Sunday's raid being a manufactured ploy to return Americans to a state of post-911 intellectual castration. It's not even castration, it's lobotomy. Just getting into it, rolling around, begging to be a slave, begging for the foreign banks that have stolen $20-plus trillion to take even more, begging to have every liberty flushed down the toilet, begging to be taken to a FEMA camp, begging to be stopped at a checkpoint, begging to have America overthrown and a pack of crooks overrunning every liberty we've got. You know what? The New World Order is happy to oblige. So we're going to be breaking all of that down today as well. You know what's frustrating? What's frustrating is living this, studying this constantly from the time I wake up in the morning to the time I go to bed at night, doing research and having a long-term memory. And knowing it's a public fact that Osama bin Laden was and is CIA. That's an admitted fact, that he was protected, that he's a fake boogeyman, that countless intelligence professionals and leaders of major governments have said he was dead, died of kidney failure. And to see them reinvoke him to not end the war on terror or end these wars, but prepare the case to attack Pakistan. And to roll out what they've already been preparing in the shadows and beta testing in Tennessee and California and Massachusetts and Florida and Texas, Indiana, Illinois, everywhere. Warrantless homeland security, multi-jurisdictional state police under them, regular Army, Marine Corps Reserve, Army Reserve, Air Force MPs. You just pull up with your family, and there's a giant checkpoint with the military pulling you out of your car, searching you. Huge X-ray machines they drive you under. Call up the Fox News piece from last year. They brag 2,000-plus arrests. The National Guard comes out under TSA training, sets up checkpoints in the middle of New York. Not the border, middle of New York. And just starts having families drive under huge X-ray machines with the military standing out right underneath the X-rays. I mean, it's bad for the families, very bad. Those things are much more powerful than just X-rays. We've had radiologists on that say at least 10 times. That's conservative. And the military just stands there under it. It is mass insanity. But if they can sell you that 50 million aborted babies aren't humans and that it's a good liberal thing to do, if they can sell you on a million dead Iraqis being cool and being fun, if they can sell you on open borders and the attempted amnesty of the illegal aliens is reasonable, if they can sell you on that, they can sell you on anything. And this is a population that has been fed so many lies for so long that they think lies are good and reasonable, and if you have any common sense, you're the bad guy. If you have any contextual memory, you're the bad guy. If you have any historical understanding, you're the bad guy. Knowledge is a bad thing. Being upright and informed is an evil in this land of madness. Now, that's one group of the population, and their controllers in government and the Fortune 100, but if you look at the wide spectrum of the population, more and more people are beginning to be skeptical. They're beginning to question, and they know something's wrong. And I've told you since last Tuesday or so, monitoring talk radio, and I monitored this weekend, and I monitored any shows where people could call in. Last night, driving home from the beach, Port Aransas, I listened to 2 hours of Beyond the Beltway and a bunch of other shows, and about half the callers that they weren't screening out were, look, I was in the Marine Corps. I've been in a SWAT team for 30 years, retired. Let me tell you, when we stack up outside a house, we write reports after it. We don't get all the stuff wrong. And I don't. And then he went through how this was all a fraud and wasn't true, and how they'd said bin Laden fought back, and then it wasn't true, and how they didn't believe it. Another woman called in and didn't believe it, another caller. And what's happening is people aren't buying the lies anymore. A larger and larger minority is really awake. And then there's another group that's somewhat awake, and then you've got this mass of people, but I'd say now they're less than half, who would buy anything they were told by the media and the government. But remember, Obama came out and said we're safer 8 days ago on that Sunday night, two Sundays ago now. He came out and he said we're safer, and then they instantly said no, you're not safer. And we came out Monday and said they're going to hype the living daylights out of this and prepare you for new terror attacks. And by Tuesday, that was the story. Oh, my gosh, we got the cache of info. They want to give the Pakistani government wants to give Al-Qaeda radioactive material for dirty bombs or nukes. What did the CIA operative get caught 3-4 weeks ago? Trying to give Taliban-affiliated groups uranium. So you got that whole setup going. And they came out and they said, Al-Qaeda is going to blow up the trains. Al-Qaeda is going to blow up the malls. Al-Qaeda is going to blow up the highways. Now, you have to understand, there are hundreds of thousands of miles of rail. There are, it's got to be a million miles. Guys, look up how many miles of major roadway there is in the U.S. How many miles of paved road in the U.S.? It's got to be in the millions. And they're having you believe, and Chuckie Schumer's out today, that they're going to be everywhere. Because again, Al-Qaeda, if you believe in these boogeymen, guys driving around with turbans on their heads and big beards in full-length gowns, or their minions, are going to attack shopping malls and Walmarts. That's why the telescreens were conveniently going in months ago. Ahead of this, you can see them building the infrastructure, getting the hype ready, getting their citizen spies ready, and then voila, magically the new terror threat, it's imminent. The media is saying it's going to happen. 160 buried nukes in the country. All right on time for the next phase. And what is the next phase? Well, they'd already told us the next phase. TSA-trained military, state police, local police, and citizen squads at hardened checkpoints on highways, at random checkpoints, at the malls, at the sports stadiums, and this has already begun at the sports stadiums, at the schools, at the churches, with local federal auxiliary control freaks. And they've got an unlimited amount of perverts and control freaks and folks that can't get a regular job at McDonald's who want to stick their hands down your pants and want to grab your wife's breast. And they're going to do it. And if you fight back, they're going to take you to a prison. And they're going to put you in restraints. And they're going to taser you to death. They're going to beat you to death. Because there's an army of psychopaths and sociopaths and control freaks who are ready to literally chew our guts out. And the government has gone out and recruited them. They have found them. And they run the country. They are criminals. And they're here to make sure we're pinned down while the foreign banks destroy the economy, suck all the money out, and make us debtor slaves. And then the local goon squads are there to make sure they say, we're taking your rights. It's to fight Al-Qaeda. And they wrap that in the flag. And the average good old boy falls down on their face and says, take all my rights right now. Stick your hands down my children and my wife's pants. Do whatever. Take my baby's diaper off. Do whatever you want. Keep me safe. There are 2,616,000 miles of paved roads in the United States. Some estimates have it above 3 million. But the point is, how are they going to secure millions of miles of roads? Hundreds of thousands of miles of railway. And that's in the CBS News report. Schumer calls for do not ride list for Amtrak. And the first commenter, Bruce, says, what an idiot. There are hundreds of thousands of unsecured train tracks and thousands of bridges that are soft targets. This cretin gets stupider by the day. What's wrong with the idiots that vote for this fool into office? Voted this fool. Next commenter, Joey. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. That's a paraphrase of Franklin. He actually said you'll get neither. And every other commenter goes on to attack him. See, no one buys Chucky Schumer. This is a globalist insider in New York. No doubt he knows, along with Larry Silverstein and the rest of those guys up there, exactly what really happened on 9/11. It's an attack on you. In fact, here's the headline at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. War on Terror is a Reichstag fire, false flag operation. Have you figured that out yet? So they can bring your toddler in or your newborn baby and take their diaper off. And by the way, they're now talking about proctology exams. They're now talking about cavity searches. They're now talking about actual chest x-rays because somebody might sew bombs into them. And it's the asinine idea on its face that's a joke. The government must keep you safe everywhere. That's what Kurt Nimmo points out in his article. That there is 140,000 miles of freight and passenger track in the country, not counting subway systems and light rail. In addition, there are 3,100 train and transit stations. There were over 4 billion passenger rail trips last year. So just on the face of it, how will they keep us safe? They won't profile. The borders are wide open. Immigration from the Middle East is at record high numbers. If you believe the Muslims want to kill us and there's 1,200,000,000 of them in there, they're so deadly. And I've got a stack of hysterical reports from Dallas to Chicago to people in England wearing their religious garb, including Sikhs and Hindus and Buddhists that can't fly. I mean, if an American or a Brit sees somebody in non-Western dress, they begin to shake in fear and say, take all my rights up. Take them all away. I want to be your slave. Protect me. And the government's, okay, we're going to have checkpoints everywhere. And they were in the news the last week. We're going to have body scanners and checkpoints at the mall and the grocery store. And see, this is the new economy. This is what most of the scholarships are for now. Data mining, spying, running checkpoints. This is the new economy. When they told you a service economy, not an industrial economy, you notice the mainline service economy is contracting as well. The only area that will get any funding in this fascist government-run system are the insider defense contractors that have over 800,000 private intelligence spies, over 3 million other auxiliary people who are getting part-time pay. So we're close to 4 million people and growing. Do you think the terror is going to go away? No, the answer is it's going nowhere. This is how they get rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, property rights. You can't get corporate documents because of the war on terror. Can't get government documents. It's all about the criminal government class and the corporations that have grown up around it getting away with whatever they want. You're a small farmer ranch, we're shutting you down with regulations written by Big Agra. International agreements by the big European and Japanese trawler companies. They come and lobby. They shut down almost all fishing in North America. I heard the fishermen complaining when I was in Port Aransas this weekend about TV shows. I went and looked it up, and sure enough, the U.S. Fishery Department that controls the State Departments tells the big international trawlers where to go, where the schools of fish are, and then citizens, in many cases, can't even catch one fish and are boarded and harassed. And they were talking about how the Coast Guard during Port Aransas are out at the end of the dock. They'll sit there with their 50 cals swiveled. You can drive by and see where they've got their ships and 50 cals on the deck and jump on and shove Americans around and get in families' fish boxes and go, oh, let's measure each little red fish. Meanwhile, giant trawlers are bottom pulling just anything they want. The government just red carpets them. That's what world government is. Total feudalism, total slavery. I'm going to try to settle down and come back and go through all the news here. The economy, the latest Bin Laden lies, and the entire next hour is going to be open phones on Bin Laden and the things you think it's distracting from as the globalists hurl us towards World War III and stage terror here domestically. I'm going to
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
How could this ever happen to America? Little babies having two TSA goons stick their hands in the one-year-old's pants, picking the baby up there with the mother. How could we get to the point where we've got a slimy New York big city crime syndicate type senator telling us we're guilty until proven innocent, and that they want to have checkpoints and ID scans and total federal control over bus stations, train stations, malls, you name it, to be able to even travel or walk down the street. You've got to pass federal muster while he promotes legalizing 30 million illegal aliens, including felons. He supported that legislation 4 years ago with George W. Bush. And even if you love to have the phobia and get into being afraid of Muslims, if that's your religion and it's something you value more than liberty, they're not closing the borders. They're not deporting these people. They're bringing in record numbers. It isn't reality-based. And now every train station, every bus station, every highway is a target. Why, we've got to have checkpoints everywhere. What, next Al-Qaeda might attack farmhouses. They get intelligence they might be planning to attack fishing villages. Next, they might be planning to attack grocery stores. Well, that's what they're saying, soft targets. And so the telescreens are going in 9,000 locations saying, everyone be afraid, watch your neighbor. Meanwhile, Osama bin Bernanke, the last numbers we got a year ago, 2 years into the banker bailout, $27 trillion disappeared. And for 2 years, they blocked Congress, 2+ years, from finding out where the money went. Finally, private lawsuits found out where part of it went. $2 trillion of it. Predominantly foreign banks, foreign governments, domestic media. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's your tax money. These crooks know we're going into a depression designed by them. They know you're angry. They know they have a 9% approval rating. So, of course, they're getting ready to stage new terror attacks and to bring back the same hysteria of pre, current, and post 9/11. They are invoking it now. And we saw the buildup in the month before. There are 160 buried Al-Qaeda nukes. Oh, KSM was tortured. He says that if Bin Laden's killed, there's going to be nukes going off. In the weeks before this, all scripting the fear where the average person that doesn't pay attention, just in the back of their mind, goes, I heard about nukes. They've got nukes. So when they nuke us, you think the police state was bad after 9/11 and the globalists blowing up those three buildings? You ain't seen nothing when you wake up and there's a mushroom cloud and 100,000 dead, 1 million radiated. Your neighbor is going to run out begging for tyranny. If you speak out against any of the police state, your neighbors are going to try to lynch you. And at that point, you got to defend yourself. And the globalists are going to roll out with their army trucks and their locally trained police with their list. And at that point, folks, it is going to be on. If 1% of the 150 million gun owners resist, well, you know what that means. 1.5 million resistors. And all Hades is going to break loose. I would advise the globalist to not do this, but I was so centered this morning, so focused, so chilled to my bones, so awake, driving into work that I have chills right now. I can't even articulate to you how 100% I am certain that they are locked and loaded and preparing for giant domestic stage terror attacks in the United States and Europe. Giant terror attacks. On top of it, they're also looking, you can see they're pre-fear-mongering their preparation to have black ops squads shoot up grocery stores, shopping malls, churches. They will generally take a mentally ill patsy along with them. As even mainstream news has admitted, they've been finding people with, you know, Hispanic and Anglo-Saxon last names out of the prisons who have low IQs and are mentally ill. Continually, it even comes out, yeah, the FBI went and created the group. They're trying to point them at soft targets, but they're so mentally deficient that they really can never get up to the actual attack. They don't know how to build a bomb, so the FBI always has to build it for them. So the globalists may just go with the dump a dead body routine where they get the patsy, shoot up the shopping mall or school, and then shoot the patsy in the back of the head and say that somebody else shot him, or shoot the patsy in the mouth, you know, into the brain, and you know, then display them, or drug up the patsy, and then shock therapy them until they're convinced that they did it. They got a lot of different systems that they've used, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not even fear that I've been having. It is total commitment. It is understanding the point of no return. It is the unbelievable realization that of everyone fighting the globalist, we are the absolute tip of the spear, that we have the largest alternative audience in the world, the responsibility of that, the revulsion of watching Chucky Schumer on the news this morning. I remember watching him the night of 9/11 when they had that Capitol vigil, and after the cameras ended the press conference, him celebrating and laughing and smiling and talking about all the power they were going to get. It's beyond revulsion. I want to be separate from these people. I don't want to have to fight them. I don't want to look at them. I'm tired of it. It's beyond hate. It's beyond revulsion. It is beyond. It's let the nightmare end. Why are people so gullible? Why do we have to have such slimy crooks ruling over us? Why does it get worse and more ridiculous? folks, I could see the preparatory phase before 9/11, so I went on air and said, they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on Osama bin Laden, their former asset. Anyone can look at the preconditioning. Oh, if we kill bin Laden, nukes are going to go off 3 weeks before this. Out of key outfits, AP. Out of the CIA. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the CIA's been caught creating fake bin Laden videos. People are like, why do you... New York Post, New York Magazine, CBS News, Washington Post, literally hundreds of big publications are like, of course, Alex Jones, Atlantic Monthly, of course, Alex Jones thinks it's a conspiracy. It's always one, isn't it, Alex? It's just out of the blue, you say it is within minutes. Like I just say that. No, it was fake on 9/11. It's been fake the last 9.5 years. It's fake now. It's always been fake. It was fake before it happened. I told you exactly what would happen. I mean, if you're awake and have discernment, ladies and gentlemen, this is like a train coming at you down the tracks from 50 feet away. It's blowing its whistle. It's right in front of you with a light in your eyes. I mean, there's no doubting what this is. And I want to explain something to the average weak-minded person out there who's a new listener, who's not awake yet, who's been in a trance. Deep down right now, if you've got any discernment left, you got tingles, even though you're laughing, as a defense mechanism, because you know deep down this is true. But the evidence of the staged event is the pre-hyping and then the scripting afterwards. And then you can go look at the admissions of bin Laden being former CIA, Tim Osman, his family being British intelligence, Israel founding Hamas. That's on record. AP, Reuters. This is how they control the opposition. Yes, there are Muslims that don't like what's happening to them. Yes, there are Muslims that hate the West. Yes, there are real organic terrorists occasionally. It's like finding a pearl in an oyster. It's rare, but it does exist. By controlling and creating Al-Qaeda, by leading it, the globalists lead the opposition, and they lead them into wars with the West so they can be destroyed. This is full spectrum dominance, but that gets more sophisticated. The issue here is they can't protect you at the shopping malls and at the train stations and at all the miles of track. I mean, that's ridiculous. All Al-Qaeda would have to do if they existed was get an apartment a mile from a train station and sit there and look out their window cracked for what time the trains come by. And then drive a truck up full of explosives, sit there and park on a dirt road 200 yards away, knowing the train's coming, and drive up with the plastic explosive and blow the Amtrak train up. And the system knows that. That's like trying to protect every roof in Austin, Texas, from birds going to the bathroom on it. It's impossible to protect all those roofs and keep birds from landing on it. It's ridiculous. They train you to think the government can, will, or wants to protect you from terrorist attacks, and they started at the airports, and the government said 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago, that it's going to be to have a job. There's going to be like a no-fly, no-work card. And they say, if you haven't paid your taxes, you're not going to work anywhere, whatever they claim those taxes are. Every purchase you make is being tracked. Everywhere you go is being tracked with the phones. I remember 5 years ago going, Telecommunications Act, they're listening to all the phones. They're not just listening to some people warrantlessly, it's everybody. And now they admit it. There's nothing more frustrating than being 100% accurate on what's going down here and seeing people who have no idea what we're facing as a society. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now that cops, military, bureaucrats, people who feel like they're part of the system, good old boys, folks that like to go to the country club or go to the water cooler or wherever you hang out with your friends and sit around the bar and talk about that dirty, you know, Al-Qaeda bin Laden boy, he sure got it. Do you like being idiots? Do you like going through life being fed lies? You know, the globalists are staging these terror attacks to take your liberties. They're staging this new hoax to get you all hyped up to say, oh, the war's only going to get worse now. We got to take more of your rights now. And then we get the internal Homeland Security documents from FBI, Federal Marshal, State Police. They send them to yours truly. We put them out. At first, people don't believe they're real. Then the feds admit, no, those are real. And it's nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Gun owners, landowners, libertarians, anti-Federal Reserve people. They're staging events, they're funding terror groups, they're protecting terror groups in every case because they want you to fear the outside threat so they, the criminal class, can take all your freedoms so they can get away with the mass robbery. These bankers have stolen at least $27 trillion since October 3rd, 2008. If they don't set up a hardcore police state and start shutting down free speech and start setting up the spy grids and the arrest grids that they build in the name of fighting men with big beards and turbans, but you get the documents, it's all about you and I. If they can't get that in place, then as they implode everything and bring in their world government, their one-child policy government, the micromanagement, the home inspections, the shutdown of the farms and ranches, all of it happening, the Amish getting SWAT teamed, The Girl Scouts can't sell the cookies. You can't have you pack your own kids' lunch. I mean, this is a prison. And they understand primitively that if they say an outside threat's over there, give up your rights, you'll stand down so they can get their grid in place. And when their grid's in place, folks, then it goes to the next level. And I'm a nonviolent person. They're not going to let you be nonviolent. They're coming for all of us. They've got brainwashed brigades of good old boys everywhere that like to hunt people. And they will march against us. Do you understand? You've got to pick a side now. You've got to break your trance and admit what's happened. World War III is upon us geopolitically. Domestically, the total clampdown of America. They now have, in the Defense Department, going back 2 years, the public ads for hundreds of thousands of internment specialists domestically. They have the ads for checkpoint operators. They have, it's all public. Houston Chronicle, New York Times, the FEMA camps. It's all built. It's all ready. They've got every little control freak out there ready. The White House writes memos about how great it'd be to have a big terror attack to get their agenda through. Cass Sunstein talks about how they want to arrest those of us for our speech. Those that question global warming. Those that question 9/11. Those that question the birth certificate. They were showing me something on screen. What was that? Oh, a suspicious package in L.A. They're locking down the schools. I've got a whole stack on that. Here on my broadcast desk with just absolute, total, and complete bedlam and hysteria. In Dallas, there's a guy with big bags saying, will somebody help me move this off the train? Everybody just panicked, running, screaming. And the police are like, that's good. That's how you're supposed to act, unless there's rocket attacks and 30,000 dead on the Texas-Mexico border. Just ignore that. No problem. Move along. Four arrested after suspicious incident at Denver International. Oh, you try to take a photo of them sticking their hands down a six-year-old's pants or checking in a baby's diaper? Oh, now they're going to arrest you and run around acting like you're a terrorist and you just disappear. Just like I see every week where some old man's cleaning his guns in his garage. Even in the South, they do it. And neighbors walk by and see an old man cleaning a gun. Domesticated, castrated, cowardly creatures run off, call the cops, SWAT team shows up. Mr. Johnson was arrested for an arsenal. He had 7 guns and 2,000 rounds of ammo. They cut to a woman on the street. It's so scary he had thousands of rounds of ammo. There's no law, but he's going to prison. There's no law against having silver coins. On note house, going to prison. $2 bills or Federal Reserve issued money, going to jail. Because the public are experts on their favorite morning shows, on their favorite TV shows. That's all people care about. And so you're not going to get wealth. You're not going to get liberty, the engine of all wealth. You're going to get a boot stomping on your face forever. And they've just got unbelievable total hysteria. Just, oh my gosh, the terrorists are everywhere. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? so that you look overseas while the bankers destroy our economy. I mean, here's the economic news. Housing crash is getting worse, report Market Watch. I thought we were out of the recession 2 years ago. Home values seen biggest drop since 2008. CNBC. Unemployment rises. Oil up over $4, weaker dollar drives it. Greece suffers new downgrade amid debt fears. The U.S. is going to lose its debt rating. But the government told us they caught bin Laden. The government told us that the economy's great. The government told us unemployment's 9% when it's been over 22 for 3 years. Even 60 Minutes admits that. Oh, they told us bin Laden fought back. He used his wife as a shield. He lived in a palace. None of it true. They told us the president was watching live video feeds. Turns out he wasn't watching any of it because it's all stinking lies with stinking fake photos. Have you seen The Running Man? There's Whitman, Price, and Haddad. Their debt to society paid in full. There they are, basking in the Maui sun. Meanwhile, they're dead down in the basement. They're getting ready to hit us. That's why I said call the White House on Friday. You think I like having millions of people call the White House and being on these murderers' radar? I got. Once the attack on the grocery stores and shopping malls happens, it's going to be a lot harder to turn the tide against their propaganda. The globalists hate America. They hate your guns. They hate your liberty. They hate our Christian background. They want to break our back once and for all. The rusted chains of they want to steal our wealth. These globalists killed over 1 million Iraqis. And they hate us a lot more than they hate them. You need to understand that. The purple pipe. People better grow up right now, and all of you neocons and mainline liberals that like to follow the script and have your little perch in the mainstream media peanut gallery, you're not going to have a place at the New World Order's table. Better get that through your head. And I might get set up, put in prison, killed, destroyed the media. Doesn't matter, because you will be judged for serving this evil. You may not believe there's a God, but there is. But it's even more deep than that. The keeper of the city keys. There's always two judgments. I wait outside the pilgrim's. You're going to be judged in this life. The system you helped bring in. Queen chants the funeral march. The system that you bow down to is murderous. Summon back fire witch to the court of the crimson. You remember all the little footnotes in the paper you see every week or two about another UN program injecting kids with syphilis, live polio, adding sterilants to vaccines, sterilants to food, nerve gassing our own troops in test, sterilizing poor women. All minor footnotes, taking baby's blood secretly at birth. These people think they're playing God. They think that you are their property. And they're staging this terror. They're staging this psychological warfare attack that has the effect of a terror attack by killing bin Laden, so you buy into it thinking you've had this big victory. But then meanwhile, brace yourself, the terrorists are coming. And now, what has Chuckie Schumer said? What has Rahm Emanuel said? What has Jay Rockefeller said? Oh, if you're on a no-fly list, you can't buy a gun. No judge, no jury, no record. Can't find out why you're on the list. Can't find out who put you in the list. But they just put you on the list. Now they're saying, oh, you're not going to get a driver's license. You're not going to travel on trains. You're going to have to go live in some ghetto. You don't get a job now. You're like, well, actually, they're announcing just train stations. No, I saw Ridge almost 9 years ago lay it all out. I told you this was coming, and it is. Total control, total lockdown of society. Now, I'm going to take calls for at least the next 30 minutes when we come back from break, and then I'm going to break down all the incredible hysteria. I mean, if somebody's got a beard, they're shutting flights down. People are panicking. It's all these drama queens that get off on buying into whatever hype they're told. People are getting on board planes in their Muslim dress and pilots aren't taking off. And the system just loves that. They love the hysteria. They love the fear. Let's go out to break, though, with Obama lying. Remember? Oh, you can play the music. It doesn't matter. Remember Obama? Remember him saying there was a firefight? That's lie number one. Let's play the clip.
Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. There's been more fires and smoke going off at Fukushima, but almost zero mainstream media news coverage of it. Everybody's too engrossed right now in getting into all the fear-mongering. Just hysteria everywhere. Cardboard box on the street. Public runs screaming. Images of TSA checking the diapers of one-year-olds are out at Infowars.com. It's all coming up today. I want to take your phone calls, specifically on the stage terror hoax, specifically on the hype. The government, the media saying attacks are certain now, hyping nuke attacks. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There's all sorts of new gun-fired, high-powered, long-distance taser weapons that the police are being served out by the military-industrial complex with the taxpayer money. Schools are announcing kids that sign up to take extra vaccines could win iPads or iPhones. See, your parents won't have a job or any money, but the government will pay you to take the vaccines because they care so much about you. The vaccines themselves paid for with taxpayer money. It's good for Big Pharma. They just go lobby government to make all these new vaccines be, quote, mandatory. They're not really mandatory, but they just say they are. It's a complete tissue of lies where we just swim around just an ocean of lies and people just expect lies and buy the lies. And meanwhile, Bin Laden always pops up right during a key election time with fake videos, fake audios that later are admitted to be fake. But after they've had their big effect, it's a minor footnote, you know, weeks, months, years later. But Bin Laden vows from the grave in his last tape, no U.S. security in final tape. Oh, the military-industrial complex, please don't throw me in the briar patch. You mean we'll get trillions of dollars for our private domestic takeover, not just the international takeover of other countries? You mean the entire economy will be fed into our coffers? Oh, please, no, Bin Laden. You mean we're not safe and we need to take over all of society and train Americans to be slaves and stick our hands down their pants and spy on them? And arrest people that videotape the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants and call them terrorists? That'll teach us. And, oh, the TSA-trained goons will now be on all the highways and roads. Now, and you'll have to have permission to even travel outside your house with travel internal passports. That's what this is. Nobody's gotten that point yet, the national ID card. That's what it is. Remember 3 years ago, they said, if you don't get the national ID card, if your state doesn't accept it, we won't let you get on airplanes. Remember that? Right as Bush was leaving office, they said, and Obama continued it, oh, if your state doesn't accept our national ID card that gives illegals waivers, it's not for them. They always claim it's for them on the surface. You won't be allowed to get on trains or airplanes or go into national parks or visit the national monuments. But I thought I could just walk up to the national monument, the George Washington Monument. No. Try to go to D.C. and stand in a park and videotape. Cops run up and get in your face. Any excuse to shove a slave around and teach you who's boss. And see, oh, it was all for the Muslims, though. We're just going to prod them and push them around because they're different from us. Oh, really? You could look like Roger Staubach and they'll leave you, and they'll come after you. It's just all about the parasite class that's robbed us blind, training us to submit to them. I want to hear your view on the staged terror attacks that I see them prepping everybody for. The attack on Pakistan, they're hyping up and getting ready, as we told you months ago they were getting ready to do. Chucky Schumer, the domestic Gestapo zones, expanding nationwide, shopping malls, train stations, hands down the pants. That happened in Miami a few months ago, hands down the pants. It's going to be hands down the pants everywhere. In fact, the new American flag will be an image of a child with a government agent with their hands down their pants. That's what freedom is all about. Lining up and having a goon, a pervert, stick their hands down your pants. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I haven't even gotten into the new Bin Laden videos they released. Five of them last Friday. At least three of the five, and we've written articles about this as of Saturday, are videos released years ago. And you notice Bin Laden has not aged in these videos, and that it's the same videos with new backgrounds cut in via computer. And remember, the CIA admitted last May 25th in the Washington Post in Spy Talk that they had produced fake Bin Laden videos. This is the same government that created fake WMD documents, the same system that created the fake Gulf of Tonkin situation to get us fully and publicly into the Vietnam War. The same government for 5 years that could keep the Manhattan Project with 200 plus thousand employees totally secret. The same government that kept shooting up children worldwide with syphilis secret for 30 plus years. These people are a bunch of control freaks that have practiced creating literally a psychological dictatorship of false information. As we told you months ago, they're hyping up an event to start a new war with Pakistan. Headline, Pakistan-U.S. rift widens. They're now hyping checkpoints at the train stations, the bus stations. That's already been beta tested. But now they're rolling it out at the public as if they can protect almost 3 million miles of paved roads, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles of passenger train roads, systems. It's ridiculous. None of this is about protecting you. It's about creating an atmosphere of fear so you run to the criminal government that's stolen $27 trillion of your tax money and given it to offshore banks. How many years did I tell you the bailout went there? 2 months ago, it gets released. Foreign banks. Foreign banks. Foreign banks. Now, I've told you what was coming. It's here. Let me tell you what's going to come. If we don't call the White House, call Congress. People are like, well, these are the criminals, Alex. Why should we call them? It lets them know that we know what they're up to. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not risking my life because I believe that we're going to fail. I'm risking my life, my name. These are dangerous people. And I'm boldly going head up against them. Because I realize we have no future if we don't. These are eugenicists. These are exterminists. These are people who, in thousands of white papers that we've linked to and covered, openly say once the world government's set up, they just said this last year at Cancun UN meeting, Ted Turner and others, home inspections, one-child policies, forced inoculations, forced sterilization. Of course they staged the Bin Laden. Bin Laden's always worked for them. They've trained all the top patsies at U.S. bases. It's insane what they've gotten away with. It's insane what they do. This isn't our government. Criminals have seized it. They've got the highest tech propaganda in the known world. But being aware of them and their lies is how we defeat them. And if we get the word out about what they're planning, this show probably had maximum 500,000, 600,000 listeners who routinely listened in 2001 when I warned people. Now every week, tens of millions of people are touched by this radio show alone. I mean, one YouTube channel, we have had 5 million views last week. We've got 8 different channels, 5 million views, one venue, and then thousands of other copies of those videos were made with untold hundreds of thousands of other views. We're on big AM and FM stations across the country. We have the number one podcast, number one stream, Shoutcast. We are exploding. I am risking my life. I mean, I can feel in my gut, in my instincts, in my spirit. I have never been in more danger, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I'm up to the challenge. Don't ever say I failed. Don't let them use my destruction as a way to say we failed. Whatever they set me up with, whatever they do to me, if that comes, don't ever feel bad for me. Just take the info, be an example, because they can get us individually, but they cannot stop us collectively, and they cannot stop ideas. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm just... I am so overdriven that I can't even get to the news. I can't even get past how upset I am. We've got Dr. Blaylock coming up, because I had him set up for last Monday with key information about Alzheimer's and what's causing the epidemic of it and how to protect people and what fluoride does and what the vaccines are doing and the government health care plan, former brain surgeon, retired, top brain surgeon. And because he's on for that hour, I will do an hour of overdrive to cover the news and take your calls. I've been gone out of town. And it's good I took off a few days. It allowed me to really focus and really get centered and realize just how right I am. And I mourn that. I mourn deeply, deeply, deeply that I'm right. I mourn that we have such horribly wicked, manipulative, evil people in control. You know, being down in Corpus Christi, Port Aransas, it's the most saturated military population I've ever seen. And I see all these well-meaning old World War II, Korea War, Vietnam vets with their little army captain hats on and their army stickers on their car and their little wife up there getting the hamburgers at the hamburger shack. And you see them sitting down. They're good, Christian, well-meaning people, and they just can't understand how evil the globalists are. And as sweet as those little old ladies and men are, they will cheer when people like myself are put in FEMA camps and tortured. They'll never know that they can electroshock you, drug you, and have you say whatever they want. They'll never know the vaccines they're given are giving them the Alzheimer's. They'll never know that they add additives to the food to hurt them. They're like little babies. They're like little children. And that's what Christ meant when he said, suffer the little ones. It'd be better to tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the deepest sea. It'd be better to tie a boulder around your neck than to hurt these little ones. And the little ones are the simple-minded, childlike people. Those of us that have the gifts of knowledge and understanding, you see the general public, and they are children. They are children. And it's up to the adults to try to inform the children. But you see, the globalists, they know the childlike mind of the public, and they try to create a climate of childlike people, of arrested development. I can intellectually, historically, in an analytic way, look at all the countries they're overthrowing right now. Look at how they're getting ready to go after Pakistan. Look at what they're doing domestically. I mean, telescreens going in 9,000 locations. TSA, PSAs a month ago showing TSA in the malls, getting you ready for it. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's to train you to be a slave, to line up. It's to train law-abiding citizens that you're bad and you're a prisoner and you're a criminal. I mean, on its face, if Al-Qaeda was real, there's no way to protect you other than deporting these people. I don't know what I can say or do anymore. I guess the good news is a lot of people are waking up. And I understand why a lot of people don't wake up and want to stay in a childlike stupor, a childlike trance of make-believe. Because when you really face the facts, when you really do the research, when you really live in reality, when you wake up to the fact of how wicked and truly evil and bad these people are. The globalists like hurting you. They like it when children die of cancer. They like poisoning our troops. They like not giving them medical care. They like stealing their pension funds, which they've now done, and don't get in trouble for. They like it. They enjoy it. And every instinct I've got is to resist them. And I'll tell you why I'm so upset. I want to be proven wrong. I want things to reverse. I want things to start to get better. But they're not. They're not getting better. And everything that's happening like clockwork is exactly what I've reverse engineered and analyzed the globalists would do. It's exactly what I broke down they would do from studying history and their current operations and reading many of their public and leaked documents. I mean, look, the big wake-up call was going to urban warfare drills all over the country, myself, but also being sent footage by listeners all over the country, and witnessing Marines and Army and foreign troops practicing to arrest Americans and take their firearms. And then seeing drills in Arcadia, Iowa, and Kingsville, Texas, and Oakland, California, and in going to these drills and witnessing troops allowing me to videotape the mock interrogation. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the gear? Where'd you get the weapons? San Francisco. And watching the Marines in their situation tent battling the militia with blocks on a computer screen. I mean, the whole federal government's just been training to wage war against us right at the time they were getting rid of Glass-Steagall and setting up this banking takeover. All right, I'm going to come back and go to your calls. Tim, Joe, Habu, John, Janice, and others. You know, every time I look at the Infowars.com screen and see Chucky Schumer calls for train station Gestapo zones, I look at that authoritarian, anti-gun, anti-family piece of trash, domestic internal checkpoints, domestic internal... Think about it. No more 10th Amendment, no more federal jurisdiction issues. They just claim that they find Al-Qaeda data anywhere they want, and the feds take it over. Shopping malls, train stations, they've been quietly already rolling it out, beta testing it. Internal passport, as Ron Paul called it almost 4 years ago. Okay, let's start going to your calls, and later in the hour I'll get into 10 facts that prove the Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. I just can't believe they released these, what, five new videos, and on record, most of the videos were old videos with new backgrounds, the exact same video, without audio so that people can't obviously tell that. And then this side shot of a guy watching TV. I mean, it's just so contrived. Just like it was contrived, we told you days before, that photo of the Situation Room, them watching the live Bin Laden kill. We had insiders on to tell you it was fake. Came out it was fake. But I didn't even need insiders. I could look at the contrived photo and tell you it was fake. But it's like, oh, well, they lied about that. But you know, they lie about everything. Let's talk to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. How's it going, Alex? I'd like to just point out a couple things that my right brain is telling me to think about, and that's the fact that they stopped testing for radioactive pollution from Fukushima, and at the same time they're hyping nuclear terrorist attacks. Kind of makes me suspicious.
Well, that's right. They're saying 160 Al-Qaeda bombs are buried. KSM says they're buried. A guy tortured for, what is it, 6 years? I mean, he could tell you anything they wanted, and if they kill Bin Laden, nukes will go off. Boom, Bin Laden's killed. All of it scripted. And for a month now, the feds don't release any radiation numbers. The states, last time they did 3 weeks ago, said 500 times safe levels of certain isotopes. And then there's video from the webcams of the media showing smoke and what looks like explosions at Fukushima. And they admit it may be burning for 9 months, a year, 2 years. And it's like, don't worry about that. Nuclear plants melting down. Just look, Al-Qaeda may get you any minute. Forget the 30,000 killed on the U.S. Mexican border the last few years, rocket attacks, bedlam, kidnappings, exploding. Isn't that guy with the big beard named Bin Laden scary? We've got to set up checkpoints nationwide.
Right. Well, can they use this as a vehicle to, like, quote-unquote, say that Al-Qaeda smuggled nukes while Fukushima was venting, and that's why they didn't see the radioactivity? Because from what I've learned over this is that they can see nuclear radiation from anywhere. They have the satellite technology to do that.
Now, they had that decades ago pick it up. They can look through solid rock and pick it up. Sir, if anyone believes that Al-Qaeda buried 160 nukes, quote, under federal buildings. And look, the globalists could not just detonate one nuke. They built all these underground bases. They want eugenics. They could blow up every major city. I mean, and then they'll nuke a bunch of countries. It's unlimited. They're eugenicists. They say they want a world government to then wipe out the majority of us. And we're like, oh, our government loves us. They want to fight Al-Qaeda. They care so much about us. I mean, these people for 60 years have been caught racing around doing secret tests. I remember 8 years ago, New York Daily News had articles about foster kids being taken. And they told the black woman in one case, you can pull up her case, I forget her name, but it, she was African-American. They said, let us have the 8-year-old or we'll take the 2-year-old. CPS, sign these forms. Then they gave the kid to a big pharma company who tested pesticides on him till he died. And they put it in the paper and nobody gets in trouble. I mean, they take kids and feed them pesticides. You can pull it up. I mean, these people are murderous killers. The whole government, scumbag murderers at the top. Total liars. Of course the Bin Laden's fake. It's all fake. It's all lies. It's a group of psychopaths. It's funny to them. God bless you, Tim. I just can't handle it anymore. I can't handle it anymore. I mean, this is their crimes are legion. Who? Why would you believe anything they say? Joe in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
I'm not doing good, okay? I'm not doing good. I want the murderers out of my life. I can't look at the criminal murderers anymore on TV posing as our saviors. It's too much.
You know, I was sitting there, and the things you were talking about while I was on hold could have been said in my own living room, and I just wanted to let you know that I love you, and you're doing a great job. As far as these Bin Laden videos goes, it's just more, you know, they think we're afraid, but people are waking up left and right, and they're not stupid. We're not stupid. I got people waking up left and right, and they're laughing at it, and that Situation Room photo, they're just laughing at it. And the thing is, over here where I am in a little small town. I'm
stay there, Joe. I'm going to get to you and everybody else. 1-800-259-9231. Yes, it would be funny. And people are laughing at it. It would be funny, except for one problem. They're getting ready for mass shootings, bombings, and maybe even nukes, okay? That's the problem. The scripting is legion. Notice they launched the new terror alert a couple weeks ahead of this. It's a domestic, individualized EAS system over Facebook, Twitter, to private businesses, thousands of tailored reports sent to people to create hysteria and fear, to not trust their neighbors, friends, and family. It's legitimizing the Stasi society via the rollout of 9/11 and now the killing of Bin Laden, the supposed killing. And then they just remove Bin Laden later and say, how about those gun owners? How about those in the fetters? How about those anti-government militias? I was scanning through talk radio and XM last night in the four-hour trip home, and now I heard them inserting, yeah, Al-Qaeda, they could strike any minute. And all these new militias, they're working with them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Militias, that means gun owners. see, the military-industrial complex, they get their hundreds of billions a year in domestic activity. They're taking over the society, the trillions with the overall defense budget, and those big defense contractors themselves owned by the big private offshore banks, the same ones that got $27 trillion-plus a year tax money. Oh, they don't want a police state. They just finance police states in every country they take over. They've gotten the world through fraud, and they don't want us in it. Once they've got their grid in place, they won't have to eat around the edges with shooting kids up with live polio or syphilis. All on record. Just last year, CBS headline, UN gives kids polio and polio vaccine. Oh, it was an accident. They did it all over the world, different manufacturers. It was a particularly weaponized type. 50, 60 years ago, Asia, Africa, Latin America, when the villagers wanted the white witch doctor stuff, they'd run up, they'd line up for it. Oh, please see my child. Now, all over the world, you can pull up the reports, the Africans and others will run. They will jump off cliffs in cases to get away from the men in the white lab coats. Of course, usually the idiot Western doctors don't even know. It's like the UN has given us the vaccines. We're here to help you. They believe they're helping. They give the shots, drive out, helicopter out. People start dropping dead. Another victory for the globalists. Oh, but they wouldn't stage 9/11. Such a nice new world order. All right, let's continue with your calls. Joe in Pennsylvania, you were talking about people you were talking to in your area. Go ahead.
You have an awesome responsibility. I mean, you said it numerous times that you're like the biggest name in the movement. And I was kind of thinking nationwide. What's your thought on having chapters nationwide of InfoWars and getting people together under that banner so that we can stand up, coordinate with each other, be a modern day Minutemen? And because these guys are so distracted, they got their hands in so many pies, they can't keep track of all of us. And it's just we have to do something. We have to be able to stand up in a coordinated way and try to do something, because that.
Well, here's an issue. If I ever create a major organization, then it's easy to cut the head off of the snake. And here's why. They will create chapters of the group and then do bad things in the name of the information I put out. They already try that. At the same time, though, we are the sons and daughters of liberty. It's look, we know about the private Federal Reserve. We know about the New World Order. That's why I support all the other organizations and groups that are out there that, you know, I watch over time and can tell if they're feds or not. If I'm not supporting somebody, it means A, I don't know about them, or B, they've turned out to be really bad news. Now, that's what Cass Sunstein does. You know, the White House admits they come out and create liberty groups, patriot groups. What have the Democrats been caught doing nationwide? They've been caught creating fake Tea Party groups to then have signs about blacks being bad and things like that. So they got a lot of dirty tricks. And by the way, if you try to start an organization and get active, you will run into these people. And the key is don't even talk to them. Just videotape them in case they try to set you up. Folks, if you want to find out how evil this government is, go get involved. You will instantly have cops walk up. I mean, you could be trying to feed homeless people, and cops will show up in plain clothes and say, let's blow stuff up. They don't want you doing anything. They want you to lay down. They don't want you fishing on your own in the Gulf of Mexico. They don't want you having your own farm or ranch. They don't want you selling pumpkins and eggs. They don't want you selling milk. Folks, this is feudalism. Feudalism is an economic system of total degradation where you're kept right at starvation so that they control you through poverty. And where, through government control, the elite run everything. And I'm not poo-pooing your idea. Also, at a subconscious level, I've made every step forward. If I move to organize people, number one, I can't even organize my own office half the time. We're a small organization. But I do need to write a manifesto. I do need to codify the ideas. I've done it in the films. I do need to create a leaderless resistance blueprint that where I put out my idea of the code of liberty And then just so people can themselves organize and then decide if that's something they believe in to stick with, because I've learned to a certain degree, thanks to God's providence, to not be infiltrated, to not be defeated. And believe me, I've been through hell, ladies and gentlemen. But it's always been a great reward in the bounty of awakening that we've caused. Praise goes, of course, to God. But it's just so overwhelming. I mean, it is just a false reality of disinformation, Joe. And I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, I'm beside myself right now. I really am. Because I think about all the millions of people the New World Order's killed. I think about how incredibly cunning and ruthless they are. And if people would just break out of their trance and see it, we could turn it around. This doesn't have to happen. But with the World Council of Churches, with the Rockefellers, the National Councils of Churches, domestically, they've taken over our churches. I just see how sheep-like the average man is. I see how sheep-like the average woman is. And more than that, I can't enjoy anything now. I mean, my life is completely fulfilled. I appreciate your call. I don't want for things. So it's not that I'm even unhappy. I'm just completely overtaken with reality. And now I can't go anywhere, do anything without seeing the brainwashing, seeing the conditioning, watching how the general public is acting more and more rat-like, more and more angry, disgusted with each other. Because they are worldly people and they believe that they should be fulfilled because they did what the television set told them to do, and they're not fulfilled. You know where I find happy people? In rural areas with poor, hardworking people. People say thank you. They say hello. They're interesting. They're awake. They have that sparkle in their eye. The more trendy, the more television, the more city. Like you go to one town, everybody's saying hi, what cute children you have. Everybody seems happy. If you go to a cheap restaurant at the coast, everybody's nice in it on average. You go to some nicer restaurant, everybody's mad your kids are there, even though there's other people have their kids there and your kids are being good and decadent old ladies with their jewelry are looking at you all angry looking for no reason. I mean, it's just a spirit of evil, a spirit of decadence and bloatedness. And we're all decadent to a certain degree. We are a artificial society. It's corrupt. There wasn't television 70 years ago. People lived differently for all of human civilization until 70 years ago with television. Now we're not influenced by our neighbors or our grandfather who we admire or by the classic novels we read. We're influenced by this artificial crud that people are force-fed. Now, I've seen the statistics of Americans being 4 or 5 times more narcissistic than anybody else in the world in world studies. And Americans weren't very narcissistic just 50, 60 years ago. And you know, they have all these definitions of narcissism. But for me, narcissism is being 3 years old and imagining that you're Superman. And you're meant to be narcissistic when you're 3 years old. You're building up your identity. But you're imagining you're Superman. You're standing on the back porch with your friends and you jump down off the back porch, you know, with your imaginary laser vision and blast them. And or a 3-year-old, 4-year-old girl is imagining they're a princess. But at a certain point, you consciously, when I was about 3, realized this isn't real. I'm a limited creature. There's this whole other world. All these people have come before me. Others will come after me. I am a limited spectrum, a limited perception creature. And I am not the world. And the world doesn't revolve around me. And I watch adults. I watch men posing and talking and giggling and laughing and telling stories and putting on acts for other men. And I watch women. Women don't get dressed up and try to look good for men anymore. They do it for other women. And it's all just this like this king's court of rotting meat, and they're not even real. People pick up their political positions on what they think is popular, what they think is winning, what they think is the, you know, the team that's going to win. It's like a bandwagon. And the teams are fake. It's all a facade. I mean, do you understand what it means that the globalists in their UN biological diversity assessments and Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Club of Rome, Bilderberg, all public, they say we're building a world government, we're going to break up the family, we're going to basically brainwash the public to love their servitude, ahead of the world government, to cut off resources artificially, have wars, famine, and sterilance in the food and water. That's the White House science czar. Currently, Henry Kissinger, 73, State Department Memorandum 200. I mean, these are murderous, hardcore control freak criminals on the face of it. But there's this vestigial love of liberty, this leftover Second Amendment. There are these artifacts that, if they can be dug up and resurrected, will literally stand against the New World Order. If we will rediscover what it is to really be human. Habu in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you for this opportunity. I really enjoy listening to you. Just a sidebar. In an earlier era, and I'm talking about 100 years ago, you would have the high seat at the table because you were of a warrior class. We've forgotten what that is. But you warriors were held in high esteem because they were the ones who put their lives for society, not now weights, hip or what have you. And they were given a very high position. And let me just tell you, I admire what you do, and I'll be your wingman.
Well, God bless you, my friend. But I want to be clear here. Today they give us well-meaning warriors in the military, but they're only allowed to operate in that narrow spectrum and then serve the New World Order with an American flag wrapped around it. But this isn't even what I'm doing here. When you realize how evil these people are, all you can do is resist them. And, I mean, it's not even a question, sir, but I appreciate your kind words. What is your view on the whole bin Laden situation? Because it clearly, for when I see, and there's no question, it signifies a new rollout of terror, the new war with Pakistan, war with Iran. It is on. And big domestic terror attacks with the globalist floating nuke attacks and soft target machine gun attacks on populated centers. I mean, 9/11 was the preparatory phase to get themselves positioned globally and domestically. Now they're getting ready to really move forward fast.
Exactly. And I'll just make one point on the whole bin Laden thing. Just this weekend, all the newspapers and media were reporting that bin Laden was, this is from U.S. officials, that bin Laden was still directing al-Qaeda terror attacks up until his death on last Sunday. And if that is the case, then one would think that they would have not killed him on the spot. They would have taken him in, they would have interrogated him, and they would have kept him in Guantanamo as they've kept these other people ostensibly to get information, as they've been saying for years and years and years. So now they kill the person on the spot, and we are supposed to believe this?
Well, here's the inside word from high-level members of Pakistani intelligence, the Iranians and others, and this is what I was already looking at. It appears that there were some people they wanted to kill in that house. And the word is, this has even come out in the foreign news, that it was double agents who were threatening and that Pakistan was saying, get your drones out of here, and we know this happened, or we're going to release the fact that you ran al-Qaeda. We know in the months after 9/11 that 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda cream were flown out under U.S. orders after they were captured out of Afghanistan to Pakistan. So Pakistan at that level, because they had the U.S.-backed dictator in there at the time, Pervez Musharraf. They had them in there. And so that Pakistan was starting to blackmail the West. And so this is a way to blackmail them back and say, we'll just blame you with bin Laden. And that's another reason they went ahead and launched this at that point. But of course, they're saying torture's so wonderful, and he's the ultimate intelligence prize. And that's how dumb they think we are. Oh, we put him in the ocean because it's Islamic law. Turns out the opposite of that. I mean, anybody knows that. You know, it's buried facing Mecca within one day. Got to be washed by the local imam and then buried facing Mecca. I mean, again, basic encyclopedic, you know, boil down of Islamic law. There it is, Sharia law. They tell us that they've got photos. They're going to release them. Then they aren't. They tell us that he was fighting with a machine gun, and then he used his wife as a shield. None of that happened. But all of that is lies within lies. What I believe they did is flew a drone helicopter in, crashed it to create some debate about that, had some troops go in, shoot some people, fly out. Just standard disinfo. I mean, you could see it right there, but that's all speculation. What we know is he was dead, but obviously, of course, why didn't they grab him if he was this intelligence treasure trove? It's ridiculous, sir. I mean, he knows where all the terrorists are, and they got so much intel from these hard drives, but they killed bin Laden and the body's in the ocean. Anything else?
That's it. And it is your programming that has let us know that Pakistan's on the short list of countries to invade. Apparently, they don't like brown people having nukes.
Well, no, that's what it is. And it could start World War III with China. We told you 2 months ago, Pakistan was up next. A giant prison is being built all around us by the foreign offshore banks that are raping and robbing us at every level. I'm going to continue with your calls in this segment, the next, and Dr. Russell Blaylock on key information dealing with the chemical and biological attacks that we're under. He'll be joining us coming up. Retired preeminent brain surgeon. We'll also get into some latest on Fukushima and the economy with him. I want to go to John, Janice, Tim, Charles, Al, and others. But I said I'd play this earlier. We've got a lot of videos up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. One of them is the Corbett Report, where he shows the clips of them changing their stories over and over again. But remember Obama. He said, you know, the Navy SEALs were in a firefight. And then if you say, I don't believe this, well, then you don't like the Navy SEALs. That's what I've had media say. You don't like the Navy SEALs? You hate our military? And I'm like, well, I don't hate our Navy, but they were ordered to lie about the Vietnamese attacking them to get us into Vietnam. I don't hate our military, but they were ordered till Kennedy stopped them to stage terror attacks and kill our own troops. Operation Northwoods. Hitler did the same thing. He's like, do what I say or you hate our military. You know how that ended. I mean, Stalin wrapped himself in the Russian military. Obama wraps himself in it to make himself look good. Because instinctively, we admire the warriors. Well, what if the warriors have been taken over by somebody else? Oh, they think they're fighting for America. They're fighting for the offshore banks. And then, see, you're only supposed to care about the warriors in name only. When they signed a deal secretly 11 years ago, made public last year, to take all their death benefits from World War II vets through current that they've paid into, just steal their insurance money, it's like, well, that's patriotic. You start seeing articles about, hey, vets may have to buy their own insurance soon, balance the budget. But they won't cut all the B-2 bombers and all the no-bid contracts for $15 million blue tarps. Remember that one for Halliburton? Well, Halliburton's American. Really, they moved to the Middle East. Same thing with Blackwater. Oh, Blackwater says they got intelligence that the Al-Qaeda death is real. Oh, Al-Qaeda came out. Paul Watson covered this Friday. We have that article. With the Site Center, the sister group of the Intel Center, who admittedly have uploaded fake videos and is run by the Pentagon and given grants. They released these videos years ago that they released this weekend. They released videos. All of them have been released previously, but the one of him watching the TV. And because folks did face prints on that and proved it wasn't bin Laden, now we get side shots. I mean, folks, I thought about going and dressing myself up like that, or, you know, making a joke out of it and shooting video and saying, here's a new bin Laden video. I mean, this is just completely fake. Where's the photo? Where's the body? You know what? I'm ranting. Here is Obama. Here is Obama 8 days ago saying there was a firefight. Remember? And then 2 days later, oh, there wasn't a firefight. And he wasn't watching the video of the live kill with them all serious. The president was watching it live video cam. Yes, we were there. Total lie. No video feed, no nothing. It was all fake. It didn't happen. Let's go ahead and play it.
Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Oh, yes.
A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed.
Were there WMDs?
They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
Uh-huh.
For over two decades, bin Laden has been al-Qaeda's leader and symbol.
Okay.
And has continued
Let's stop right there. Two decades ago. Let's see. Well, what was two decades ago? 1991, he was still in the news as a Western hero. I was listening to Beyond the Beltway last night, and they had one of these government hacks on going, well, Clinton tried to get him in 96 but couldn't. They were holding bin Laden. They said, come get him. And they said, no. They're using al-Qaeda to attack Muammar Gaddafi right now. Al-Qaeda was used to attack the Serbs, the Russians. I mean, this is so ridiculous. He's always been CIA.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to take more calls in this segment. Dr. Blaylock's with us for much of the hour. I'm going to go into overdrive. I may do a whole fourth hour because I need to, now that I've had a chance to rant, calmly go over all this news. Very important fourth hour coming up. Please call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in next hour. I'm going to break down what I believe is going to happen in Operation Expose the Government Terrorist Part 2. We need to call the White House so there's a record that the public knew who was behind the coming terror attacks, who hyped it, who did it. They're now rolling out the domestic internal passport system. Completely hellish. They've got huge fear-mongering campaigns going for stage terror right now. It's just incredible. All as the economy implodes. They don't want you getting mad at them and having a political revolution to peacefully take back government and prosecute the banksters. They want to be able to set up the police state in the name of fighting evil brown men, in their words, and really it's for the American people, anybody that's got two pennies to rub together. John in Texas, you're on the air during these dark times, John.
Hi, Alex. Sure is dark. You know, that operation in Pakistan, that wasn't a military operation. That was a classic mob hit. They fly in, they execute the guy, they take him out, give him a spin overcoat, and dump him in the ocean. That's right out of the mafia playbook. Then they come up with all this phony evidence. The guy watching TV, he's got his back turned. You can't even make out who it is. There's no independent pathologist to do an independent study or DNA or anything. It's just everything's just...
Well, what'd they do with Pat Tillman? They murdered him and said al-Qaeda killed him as he fought up a hill. And then it turned out they murdered him. They shot him at a distance. He begged for his life. They sent in black ops, shot him three times right in the face from a yard and a half away. I mean, just like Private Lynch. That whole thing was staged. When members of her team spoke up, they murdered five of them in a week. I mean, these people are murdering killers, period.
Well, they have been. They have going all the way back to the battleship Maine. They've been doing this for a long, long time. Even World War One. That was a phony war, and then when it started, they launched a wave of terror against the Germans. It was almost as bad as the Kristallnacht. They had they burned down all the shops and lynched them, and it could happen here again.
In World War One, Fredericksburg, Texas, outside Austin, changed its name, and then they claimed that they were Eastern Europeans, you know, Romanians and stuff, and started not speaking German. You know, they've been there, you know, since Texas, before Texas even existed. But that's how they operate. You're absolutely right about that. The Lusitania was a British-flagged ammunition ship, and the Germans for months ran ads saying, don't ride on this ship, we're going to sink it. And the British would sail it back and forth in front of the U-boats, asking them to sink it. I shouldn't laugh. I'm just so sick.
I'm of German descent, Alex, and I got an English-sounding last name because when this started, my grandfather, seeing what was happening, went into the courthouse and changed their name right off the bat because of all the lynchings and the terror that went on. But, you know, if we have another nuke, if they launch a nuclear strike, a suitcase nuclear bomb in one of our cities, that's going to be the end of America. They'll lock this country down tighter than a drum. They'll bring in the foreign troops.
Oh, no, no. People will be so ready. Just protect me, the nukes. They've signed the official deals now. Official to use Canadian, Mexican, and UN I-4 troops. It's all official. We had troops, you know, we had colonels and people on 10 years ago saying they'd been in internal meetings. Now it's all public. And the first thing they'll do is they will go around and pick people up. And if I don't go out and get in the truck so they can torture me and, you know, threaten me and all this stuff, then they're just going to SWAT team me. And the idiot SWAT team guys will follow orders. I mean, it's just a nation of demonic scum who killed 51 million Americans, babies, and they love it. America is a judged, rotten, fat, rotten pig. And it means there's a lot of good people left here. But I'm telling you, folks, we better repent right now. People better repent right now. And you're like, well, at least Alex Jones will get it. You're going to get it, too. They're going to take everything you got. They're going to forcibly inoculate your butt. You're all going to find out, especially you cops that serve it. Just get ready and enjoy it. I appreciate your call, John. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There is a chance if we're bold and expose these people, though, to stop them before it comes down.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do a full fourth hour of broadcast. Our stations do carry that fourth hour. For years, I did the fourth hour. For the first 13 years of the show, I did only 3 hours. Then for a couple more years, I did the fourth hour. But now, because we've almost got our new TV show ready for launch, that takes so much time every day. I've cut the show to 3 hours, but a lot of days now I do the fourth hour live. We'll be doing that today because I've already now had 2 hours to take calls and go over the police state being set up domestically and this whole Bin Laden hoax. We've got a lot of evidence now of every facet of the story being a lie. And you can believe whatever you want about it, but we don't know the truth because everything they've told us has been proven to be a lie. And like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said on last Thursday, former head of the Treasury Department, the head of policy, he doesn't know why the government would be this sloppy. I mean, they normally put a story out and stick with it. So we're going to be breaking that down and taking your phone calls coming up in the next hour. Now, though, even though we've been following this whole Bin Laden hysteria in the last 8 days, because they're rolling out domestic checkpoints and trying to launch new wars against Pakistan, as we told you they would, and trying to boost Obama's approval ratings, and he admits that this may help him get amnesty passed and keep the health care bill in place and get the carbon tax. They had government officials in the White House say this gives him the political capital to do that. Some polls show a 9% boost, some a 22% boost. This is scary stuff. I mean, if you believe the official story, okay, great, Bin Laden, nasty guy, he's dead. What does this have to do with Obama and his whole agenda? I mean, Obama is telling us that the economy hadn't been in a recession for 2.5 years, and that the numbers on unemployment are 9%. Even 60 Minutes 3 months ago, now 4 months ago, came out with a report saying it was 22 nationwide, 33 in California. Every private major institution that breaks it down says 22 to 24. I mean, I've had Nobel Prize winners like Joseph Stiglitz on to say it's 22 a year ago. The point is they lie to you. We're in a depression. I mean, look at this economic news. Well, I'm going to cover it next hour. It is frightening. Housing crash is getting worse, report. Wall Street Journal. CNBC, home values see biggest drop since 2008. CNBC, more jobs lost last month. National Journal, oil prices top highs after correction. Goldman, gold set to start going back up on weak dollar. Oil up over $4 over weak dollar. That's Reuters. I mean, and they're telling us the economy's great. Ladies and gentlemen, My audience, and I'm going to Dr. Blaylock, my audience has tripled in the last year. Normally it doubled every year. We have gained more than 60 new affiliates. We are number one on the internet according to Shoutcast, Alexa, all of it, Google Analytics, the biggest alternative news site out there except for Drudge. But radio-wise, we're the king. Exploding on every level. Covered a Talkers magazine, the big industry publication, in March. Keynote speaker at their event. They break it down. Fastest growing show in the country. Our revenue has gone down. Radio is on the edge of going bankrupt everywhere. Now, most stations are losing audience in the bad economy. We've tripled it, and revenue's gone down. What does that tell you about where the country is? Half the restaurants you visit are out of business. Most people have had their pay cut. Prices are going up. They deny that there was any inflation until just a month ago. We've known there's been inflation for years. Now, that said, why am I shifting gears out of all this? We'll cover it next hour with Dr. Blaylock for the balance of the hour. And you can see his detailed two-hour report up on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're also going to roll it into a film in the future dealing with a cornucopia of issues. He's a retired brain surgeon, expert on brain chemistry, written many top published papers, helped develop some of the most widely used brain surgery techniques. You can go to his different great websites, BlaylockReport.com, and read about all the prestigious work he's done. But the main reason I started wanting to get him on 2 weeks ago is Ted Anderson, and I'll go ahead and tell the story I'm authorized to without going too far, because you know some of it's family arguments. Ted Anderson, the owner of this network, and we'll cover this first, then get into a host of other issues. This is something you can protect yourself with. We may not be able to do everything about tyranny right now, but we can do something about our individual bodies. Dr. Blaylock, again, has broken down, written about published papers, republished them in his newsletter about statins. Now, my dad's a dentist and an oral surgeon, but he's obsessed with medical papers. I remember him 20 years ago raving when I was home from college about these statins are so horrible. You need the good cholesterol. It destroys the liver systems and the whole metabolic function of the liver. It attacks the brain. You need these proper fats for the brain. I remember him reading mainline papers. But then Blaylock comes on, and many others break it down, how you need these different types of good cholesterols for the brain and how the statins attack the brain. Well, Ted Anderson, his dad, Ted's been very sad, the owner of this network, because his dad likes to go fishing with him. And he couldn't even take him fishing with him 5-6 months ago because his dad has Alzheimer's and now doesn't even know who he was. Well, Ted got him to start taking some of these fatty acids, got him to start taking mineral drinks, started getting him to get off the MSG and things like that. And suddenly his dad was back. And last time I heard, there's a whole debate with the doctor if he should be taking minerals and if he should be taking these fatty acids. It's just amazing what's going on. So we sacrifice our own families on the altar of these medical doctors. And Dr. Blaylock is a medical doctor. I'm not going to go through his giant bio. Read it at BlaylockReport.com. But I wanted to get you on, sir, to talk about this issue because now we've got brain disorders, as you know, exploding. You got people at 30 years old getting Alzheimer-type diseases, Guillain-Barré exploding, people having epilepsy exploding, narcolepsy exploding. The media admits linked to vaccines. But you define and written some of the most prestigious papers decades ago. They're now mainline science on chronic brain inflammation. So let's start with the statin drugs and Alzheimer's, Dr. Blaylock.
Thank you, Alex. Good introduction. The statin drugs have been known to be troublemakers from the very beginning when they were first manufactured almost 20 years ago. Now, the promise was that when this was our major weapon against heart disease, it was just so impressive, we were going to slash heart disease. Well, 20 years later, the incidence of death from heart disease has not changed at all, or very low. If what they were telling is propaganda, and it's pure propaganda, not medical science, was true, it should have slipped to at least third or fourth and the incidence of death.
So, doctor, that means it's gotten worse because, what, about half the people that were smokers since then are not smokers, and that's, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a lie from the very beginning. Well, then when the statisticians started looking at what they were quoting in their advertising, which they advertise in every TV TV program and popular magazine, when they started looking at statistics, they said, well, you know, these are doctored statistics that literally they're true, but when you look at the actual reduction in heart attacks, it's no more than 1% or 2%. But because they manipulate the numbers, which, you know, I show in my newsletter, it comes out 30%, 36% reduction in heart attacks.
But is it the 1% or 2% because there's been a massive reduction in cigarette smoking?
Well, yeah, that's played a big role, and people are more often exercising and changing their diet. But they leave that out of these statistics. You know, they're just taking the raw statistics. Well, you read the major papers that they constantly quote, they leave out things in the conclusion of the paper. And we're seeing this more and more, is that the conclusion of the paper does not match the data that's in the paper. Well, most practicing physicians do not read the data in a scientific paper. They read the introduction and they read the conclusion. A lot just read the abstract. Well, if you read the paper, for instance, one of the often quoted papers said that there was increased death from brain hemorrhages. That is never even mentioned in the conclusion of the article. Well, I think that's kind of important. Well, there's a research article in which looked and reviewed virtually every paper written about statin drugs since its inception to see what is the complications associated with it, what is the rates of complications and the seriousness. Well, I reviewed this in one of my newsletters and went through all of them. Well, the list is so long, it's unbelievable. But we have things that vary from muscle weakness, muscle pain, death from a condition that destroys the muscle, including heart muscle, paralysis where they can't even get out of bed, to increased incidence of ALS, which is considered 100% fatal disease. And the effect on the brain and the heart were the two that were really stand out because they're so common. The incidence of heart failure since the introduction of statin drugs has just grown astronomically. Well, a physician looked at this, reviewed the data, and demonstrated that this was because of the statin drugs. Well, the heart is very energy dependent because it's always beating. It never really rests. And it requires high levels of coenzyme Q10 for its energy. Well, the process, the enzyme that produces coenzyme Q10, is also the one that produces cholesterol. This drug blocks that enzyme, so it's not only blocking the production of cholesterol, but also coenzyme Q10. That means the heart now is deprived of its major energy molecule, and so it explains why we're seeing this virtual explosion of heart failure. And it's occurring at an earlier age than
it. And now they're talking about putting statins in water for three-year-olds and up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, they were talking before that, before the water episode, they were telling the pediatricians, you need to start doing lipid studies on all children. And if they have elevated cholesterol, try the diet first. But if their cholesterol doesn't correct, then they should be put on statins for a lifetime.
Unbelievable.
Well, one of the secrets of statins, I wrote about this for years, that the only reason there's any effect of the statins at all is because it's a powerful immune suppressant and it's anti-inflammatory. It has nothing to do with lowering cholesterol. Now they're starting to admit that, even the mainstream journals, because the evidence was just so overwhelming. Well, who would want to take a child, 6 or 7 years of age, and suppress their immunity for their entire life? That's going to have two effects. Number one, it's going to dramatically increase their incidence of cancer. And two, it's going to increase their incidence of infections. And that's going to say, well, we need more vaccination. So they like the idea of producing mass immune suppression, epidemics of infectious diseases, and so the public would agree, oh, we need vaccines to protect our children.
This is, let me stop you. This is so cold-blooded. For those that don't know, obviously you suppress the immune system. It's the immune system that stops cancer. I was reading a paper a few months ago where they said now they've got new tests with a blood test that can pick up cancer markers. People have got cancer every week that our own body defeats. Now they're going to have millions more people they can rush in with CAT scans that up your chances of cancer. Oh, we found something. Now we've got to put you on chemo. I mean, this is just a cold-blooded business by these people, but think about it.
Well, it is business because it's paying no attention to the science. You know, if you look at the science of cancer, you look at the science of degenerative brain disorders, you look at the science of degenerative heart disorders, it's the exact opposite of what's being done in the medical establishment. It's almost as if they're sabotaging people's health. And when we look at the incidence of disease, we're seeing degenerative brain disorders in young people now. Used to be confined to people in their, at least after age 55. Now we're seeing age 40, age 30, age 20, in growing numbers. Well, as you start putting larger and larger percentages of the population on drugs that are known to suppress the major energy molecule of the body, it's going to have a profound effect on brain function, heart function, and it's going to have a profound effect because of the immune suppressing ability, as we said, on infectious diseases, the fatality from infectious diseases, and it's going to have a major effect on cancer incidence.
All right, we're going to give this video / audio to Ted's father and mother, and probably to the medical doctor as well. Because I guess a lot of medical doctors now just believe whatever religious thing they're told by the drug companies. But specifically from the mainline papers, if you can, I know I sprung this on you early in the interview because we're going to talk about some other issues as well today. But if you can quote the papers for them, Dr. Blaylock, or during a break, dig them up for folks so that we can talk about why people are dying of the brain hemorrhages in higher numbers, what it's doing, to the brain. I mean, I know as a layman, the brain is 70% water, but the rest of it is predominantly basically a cholesterol base. If I'm wrong, correct me. What is then an anti-cholesterol drug doing to the brain?
Well, we've known for some time that cholesterol is essential for brain function. One of cholesterol's function in the membrane is to prevent damage by free radicals. If you deplete the amount of cholesterol in that membrane, it becomes infinitely more susceptible to damage by free radicals. Well, that's the major cause of most degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, all of these diseases. So that puts you at increased risk. And it's been known for a long time that if you lower cholesterol below 170 milligrams per deciliter, you're going to increase brain hemorrhages. That's accepted. Well, they're now recommending people have their cholesterol down to 140, 130. They have people that come in to their doctor and they have a cholesterol of 220, which is perfectly fine. And they tell them, oh, you need to be on statin drugs. Well, they're 35 years old. They put them on statin drugs. Next thing you know, they're having severe muscle pains. They're very weak. They can't go to work. They're immune suppressed. They're catching every kind of infection. They go back to their doctor, and their answer is, well, we need to switch you to another statin. The doctor's not even aware of what he's doing, because if you look in the physician's desk reference, which is the reference for all drugs, it says if a patient develops muscle pain or weakness, stop the statin immediately, because that is a early sign of a potentially fatal disease, rhabdomyolysis. I don't know how many patients I hear from that are 70, 80 years old that are on statin drugs, having severe pain in their muscles, severe weakness, and their doctors keep them on statin drugs. And I ask them, why is your doctor keeping you on these drugs when the PDR says that's a prelude to a possible fatal disease? And they say, well, they think that the heart disease is so much more important. Well, the doctor has not reviewed the medical studies. He's just taking the pharmaceutical drug representatives' word for it, and the stuff that comes out in the blurbs from the big medical centers that's on the payroll, and he's not reviewing the studies, which say the reduction of heart attacks, even if you accept their numbers, is no better than taking an aspirin a day. That's absolutely proven. You look in the biggest studies done, it is no better than an aspirin a day.
Okay, let me stop you right there, Doctor, because how this all happened is Ted Anderson, that owns the network, introduced me 6 months ago or so to some longevity products. Some of them are similar to some of the products that you've developed, but they deal with these different fatty acids for the brain, just for brain health, these mineral drinks, and with the trace elements, the rest of it. And Ted just started testing it out on his dad, and it was immediate. His dad had no short-term memory. They'd be fishing. He didn't know he was fishing. Suddenly, it's like his dad is back just from some fatty acid pills and a mineral drink, and there's no doubt in his mind that's happening. Now he's trying to get him off of the statins because he's read your literature, he's read the papers, and even when doctors are confronted with this, they don't want the information. Is that because a lot of these medical doctors don't want to admit they've been wrong or that Big Pharma could be evil? It's like a lot of doctors will say, there's no mercury in that shot, and you show them, here it is on the on the ampule, and they go, oh, I guess it is in there. I mean, what's going on with these doctors, and what would you tell somebody? Or let's say if you're a family member, your father had Alzheimer's, and they were on statins, what would you do?
Oh, I would never put anybody on a statin. I wouldn't use a statin for anybody. If you know the complications from statin, for instance, the incidence of peripheral neuropathy, which could be crippling, severe pains and motor loss in your legs, arms, the incidence on a statin is 14 times higher than occurs normally. Now, that is incredible. That's 1,400% increase in peripheral neuropathy, a crippling disorder, neurological disorder. It is accepted as being caused by statin drug. Well, that was at the lower dose. Since that articles were written, they doubled the dose of statin. So we're going to see a lot more peripheral neuropathy. Well, average patients go to their doctor with peripheral neuropathy after being on statins. He's not even aware it's linked.
So you're saying Alzheimer's in many cases is just a name for the effects of statins and other things?
No, you know, Alzheimer's is a specific disease, but you increase the risk of degeneration of the brain by being on statins.
So what you're saying is it removes the
protection.
So it weakens the blood-brain barrier membrane.
Well, it weakens the membranes of the brain cells and the synapses dendrite. When you look at Alzheimer's disease, the first change that occurs decades ahead of time is a loss of synapses, the synaptic connection, not the death of the brain cells. That's a very late effect. So a lot of people with Alzheimer's disease that are having a problem with their memory and orientation, etc., they have a reversible condition if you change things. And we're starting to see some of the things that you do nutritionally seems to certainly slow the disease dramatically. Well, statin drugs, just by their mode of operation, can accelerate the problem because it makes that synapse even more vulnerable. And so, you know, from what we know of neuroscience and the neurochemistry involved, it's absolutely insane to put a person that's at risk of a neurological disease on a statin drug.
All right, amazing. Stay there.
Benefit.
Stay there, Dr. Blaylock. Let's talk about nutritional things that you've seen help people who are... There could not be a better public service announcement that we are doing here today than what we're covering with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Now, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get back into the bin Laden situation, the new police state rollout, the expansion of all of that. That is coming up with your phone calls. If folks want to hold, they can, or you can hang up and call back next hour. I'm doing a fourth hour of overdrive to break all this down and this reelection bid by Obama and the internal checkpoints and passports that Chuckie Schumer wants to roll out. It's already being beta tested. Now, I've done 2 hours and 33 minutes of airtime and haven't plugged any sponsors, haven't asked for any support. And what happens is when these big news events happen, I tend to not even, you know, get into our sponsors or how we finance this operation, like the online video bookstore at Infowars.com with the T-shirts, the ball caps, the books, the videos, the materials, or PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. If you believe in what we're doing, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Download the videos on every topic under the sun, special interviews, expanded podcast, commercial-free video podcast, all my films, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get Invisible Empire. Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, or Jesse Ventura's new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. By the way, Ventura will be here first tomorrow on this show. He's doing special interviews from Mexico on this whole Bin Laden hoax. So that's coming up tomorrow with Jesse Ventura here first, folks. We're really excited about it. We were calling about getting him on next month or so when he gets back to the U.S., and he said, how about now? So he lives far away from pavement, but he's coming into town to be on our show and some others. So look for that tomorrow. A great job of producers getting that nailed down. But the point is, if you believe in what we're doing and the incredible information we're covering, all of this is financed by your support. And so remember InfoWarsTeam.com to find out about the nutritional information we're covering, the fatty acids, the minerals. Remember the other books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com. It's so important to support us in what we're doing if you believe in what we're doing, and also to support us by spreading the word about the broadcast, however you listen. Also, other sponsors that make this transmission possible. I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com or at purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. And one other great sponsor that I want to tell you about is the National Inflation Association. The Federal Reserve's informal inflation target is 1.75% to 2%, and now the CPI is 2.68% over a year ago. That's a whitewash number. The Fed is now ignoring the CPI and looking at the core CPI, which excludes food and energy, which are skyrocketing. The two goods that Americans need most to live and survive, 40% of core CPI is comprised of rent. Rents are still falling because the real estate bubble was created by the Fed and still isn't done deflating. And therefore, the core CPI is misleading. It doesn't accurately show price inflation. Core CPI exists solely for the purpose of Fed misleading Americans into believing the price inflation is lower than it truly is. I urge you to sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at inflation.us. That's www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Okay. And by the way, if you want to check out the incredible reports, the newsletters, the mainline studies, the drug inserts they don't want you to see, go to RussellBlaylockMD.com or BlaylockWellnessCenter.com to check that out. Continuing, sir, finishing up with the statins and what they're doing in the system, knowing this and how doctors can be so ignorant. Then I want to shift gears. I mentioned this to you. It just came out today, but you were already informed about it. School districts trying to get kids to take all the vaccines, where they tried to hoax people and say were mandatory. They're now saying we'll put you on a raffle for a free iPhone or iPad if you get all your shots. So, just amazing predator type action to get these kids to take these dangerous vaccines. But let's finish up. Dr. Blaylock, again, top retired brain surgeon and big researcher into the brain. Researched and coined terms like as cytotoxins now in the mainline literature decades ago, terms like chronic brain inflammation, that's what he breaks down Alzheimer's really is, and the system knowingly, and he gets into the eugenics and their own documents on that in his research, the social engineers know what's happening. They've got an aging population, the baby boomers, they want to get rid of you folks so they can keep all that tax money, all that Social Security money for themselves, but I'm now ranting. Dr. Blaylock, you've got the floor for the balance of this hour. Break down the rest of what's really causing this epidemic of brain degeneration, the Alzheimer's, the statins. Then let's get into vaccines and your big reports you've got out dealing with radio protection, dealing with the radioactivity and some of the nutrients and things that can help protect the body from that. Dr. Blaylock.
Thank you, Alex. Thing that I try to observe particularly what could be causing this dramatic increase in neurological disorders as well as cardiovascular disorders. And we're seeing a number of things. There was the statin push is one big thing because it's attacking the energy supply of the brain and the heart and the necessity of cholesterol at a certain level. It defies their own research, and this is what's so shocking about it, is if you look at the major studies that are constantly quoted, they don't say what they're telling the public they say. It's often saying the opposite. If you look at the data itself, there's a Dr. Beatrice Golem who I met and talked with, and she's written a number of incredible articles on statin drugs. It's the best review articles you can find, the most extensive. And she convincingly shows this is an extremely dangerous disease drug, and that it's being hyped as doing things that it's just not doing. But we've got a medical system here in the United States particularly, which is just dominated by the pharmaceutical manufacturers. Our physicians are leaving their educational systems and their residency training just heavily brainwashed by pharmaceutical companies, and they don't really realize it. You would think, for instance, someone who spent their life studying brain function could approach a general practitioner and explain these things to them, and they would understand it and stop prescribing prescribing the statin drug. But they look at you like you're crazy, and you say, what I know about the brain far exceeds what you know. But you won't listen to me. You listen to a pharmaceutical company. I show you the very articles you're quoting and how they're contradictory. You still won't listen. And they take these people like the mother you're talking about, and they terrify them, telling them, oh, if we don't get that cholesterol down to 140, if they get off this drug, they're going to die. And yet you look at the statistics of the papers they quote, it does not say that. I tell people all the time, you go to the doctor and you ask the doctor, now, I don't want to hear any statistics except what is the benefit I will get from this drug if it works perfectly? Well, at best, he could tell that patient, well, it might reduce your risk of dying of a heart attack 1 or possibly 2%. That means you have a 98%, 99% chance you're not going to die from a heart attack, and that drug is not going to help you. People don't know that. They have the idea, and I've even had physicians tell them, if you don't take this drug, you're going to die of a heart attack. It's just like with the HPV vaccine that they advertise. They tell these young girls, if you don't get this vaccine, you're going to die of cervical cancer. Well, cervical cancer is extremely rare in this country. The chances of a young girl dying of cervical cancer, she's more likely to get hit by lightning. But they're purposely manipulating statistics and data and studies to terrify people into taking drugs and vaccines. Now, I attended a vaccine safety conference recently with some of the top scientists in the world, experts on adjuvants like aluminum. And we all got together and gave lectures. There was no audience. It was just the people doing the studies in this area. The danger of these adjuvants and vaccines is just enormous. The damage to the brain is incredible. It is completely being covered up. The public has no idea how dangerous these vaccines are. And to vaccinate these children with 36 vaccines before they start school is incredible. The United States has the highest mortality in children age 5 and below of anywhere in the developed world because we have the highest incidence of vaccination in the entire world. Next is Britain. It has an extremely high mortality rate. So if you look at the mortality rate of the infant and the child up to age 5 in the world, it's directly correlated with the number of vaccines they receive early in life. But we're just giving an unprecedented number of vaccines. It's unbelievable. And if you look at the neuroscience science literature, it tells you, you do that, you're going to damage a lot of brains. And that's what's happening in this country. You know, I'm on the faculty of biology at a local university. And the head of the biology department told me, he said, now you have to realize students today are not like when you were in school. He said, they're really not able to handle this much information anymore. He said, you have to kind of dumb it down. It is shocking to think that students now cannot think as well as they did 40 years ago. So we're seeing this massive dumbing down of our youth, a massive increase in neurological disorders, even in young people, and it's just being swept under the rug. And, of course, it's not going to be in any popular magazine. It's not going to be on any network because they receive millions of dollars in advertising from pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I want to stop you, Doctor. Now they're coming out with more and more vaccines that Big Pharma lobbies to, quote, make mandatory. That itself is a hoax. There's no law you have to take them. Now as the people learn about this and record lows have taken the flu shots, as you know, the last 3 years, and we've been vindicated that they had to ban it in England for under fives because of a, quote, tenfold increase convulsions. Guys, search tenfold increase. Britain bans flu jab at under fives, tenfold increase. I want to show folks those headlines. They won't believe it. All of that's come out. So clearly, and I've talked to you about this before on and off air, the system at the top knows what they're doing. It's very cold-blooded, and it transcends just profits. It's like Bayer Pharmaceutical lost in federal court, also lost in France, for a decade plus, knowingly, shipped out factor VIII that had hepatitis and HIV in it. That's where they pool, again, masses of different blood types together, extract the platelets. For folks that don't know, there's the London Telegraph headline, flu jab linked to fits and under fives officials, and fits are what they call convulsions in England. Then you read, it says, was linked to a tenfold increase in convulsions. So they know what they're doing at the top. The average doctor buys into the evil through ignorance. Once they see the facts, they don't want to admit they're wrong. It's cognitive dissonance. And now, I mean, I have to tell you, my dad, top of his class, super smart, you know, could do all the calculus and everything else, super simple. Rest of my family really smart. I don't think I'm as smart as they are. I try to talk to the general public, even professionals, and it's like they're in a daze, they're in a trance, they're slow. I've seen statistics that the U.S. IQ has dropped. That's not education for those that don't know. Physically, we're getting dumber. Our sperm count's down by 87%. Every form of diabetes, cancer, brain degeneration, it's off the charts. We're being soft killed, doctor. This is eugenics. I mean, we have to address what this is. They know full well what they're doing. And it is, I mean, you've got the White House science czar writing an 1,100-page book saying we need to put stuff in the water to sterilize people. I mean, these are a group of maniacs.
Well, you know, just the vaccine thing, with this H1N1, they had an increase in narcolepsy in these young children of ninefold. Well, narcolepsy is a terrible disorder. I mean, it'll ruin your life. There's no justification for having ruined those child's lives when their own data, even from the CDC, showed the effectiveness in the child was nil. The whole thing was a hoax. And, you know, we said that on your program. This is a hoax. Don't listen to it. Well, what happened? The World Health Organization said, well, it wasn't a pandemic, which means it was a hoax. And it was a cruel hoax because it has now ruined the lives of tens of thousands of children. And you'd have to multiply that at least by a factor of tenfold, maybe a hundredfold. I would estimate there are tens of millions of children whose lives have been ruined by this vaccine and the other vaccine. The thing is parents don't know any different. So when Junior becomes a behavioral problem or develops a seizure or develops a abnormal behavior, psychosis, suicide, they don't have a clue that that could be related to the vaccine. And if they do and they go to their doctor and say, doctor, could this be due to the vaccine that my child is now having this behavioral problem, he assures them no. But when I go to that doctor and I said, "Doctor, do you know what a vaccine does to the microglia in the brain?" He said, "What's a microglia?" Well, you know, if you're vaccinating children with these powerful adjuvants in mass doses, and you don't know that that massively activates one of the primary immune cells in the brain and produces chronic brain inflammation and disrupts the formation of the brain, you shouldn't be given the vaccine. And that's what we have in this country.
And by the way, doctor, I'm no rocket scientist, but I know how to read the vaccine inserts. It says it on the stinking things.
Well, I mean, there's so much literature in the neuroscience literature, the effect of powerful activation of the systemic immunity and its effect on the brain. To do what they're doing to these children is absolute insanity. Now, the toxicity of the aluminum in the vaccine is enormous. We have so much literature on it. I heard from some of the top experts in the world on aluminum toxicity at this meeting. We all took turns lecturing and talking about this. There's no question that aluminum is disrupting the development of these children's brain. Aluminum is an enormous brain toxin. It's almost as bad as mercury. When you have both, you have synergistic toxicity to the brain, which is incredible.
So none of us should be eating off aluminum or drinking out of aluminum cans.
Oh, absolutely. You should avoid aluminum. And it's put in all kinds of over-the-counter medications, sun blockers, stuff they rub on their skin that's absorbed into the skin. And now what they're doing with aluminum is nano-sizing aluminum. Well, I did an aluminum...
Stay there, doctor. This is too incredible. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. By the way, in just the last 2 years, the White House has come out, the Council on Foreign Relations has put out a geoengineering report saying, yeah, we've been doing testing all over North America, spraying aluminum dioxide to create nuclei to protect us from global warming. And we, of course, promote the film, What in the World Are They Spraying?, where it shows just incredible levels of aluminum dioxide increasing in areas all over the U.S. and the soil. And we'll put the Council on Foreign Relations PDF back up. You can just search the term Council on Foreign Relations geoengineering, and you'll be at the their own website where they admit this has been going on. A guy got a Nobel Prize, what, in 92 for it. And there's a huge program. We have the patents where it's mixed with the jet fuel, where the companies, the jet liner companies don't even know what they're doing. It then disperses it. Dr. Blaylock, you were raising that during the break. This is admitted to be going on, but we're conspiracy theorists to talk about it.
Well, you know, here's the thing, just talking about pure science and ignoring the conspiracy part of it. Dropping a nano-sized aluminum from the atmosphere fills the air with this aluminum. If you do that, the aluminum is rapidly absorbed through the olfactory nerve, the smell nerve in the nose, enters the part of the brain that causes Alzheimer's disease, as well as the lungs and the blood. Now, I lectured on the fact of nano-sized aluminum versus regular aluminum at this meeting. And I showed the literature clearly says nano-sized aluminum produces intense brain inflammation and can produce all the changes in the brain that we see with Alzheimer's disease. Now, if these idiots are saturating the atmosphere with aluminum that you're breathing every day in a nano-size, which I understand it is nano-size, you're going to have an epidemic of degenerative brain disorders like we've never seen before. And to do that over this mythology of global warming is just unbelievable. Also, the nano-aluminum ends up in the soil. The plant takes it up. So when you eat the plant or eat the meat from the cattle that's eating the plant, you're getting high levels of nano-sized aluminum. The fish, everything. They are poisoning the planet on an unprecedented scale. If indeed they're doing this geoengineering, which I think there's evidence, as you said, they are, and they even admitted from what you said in the council.
Absolutely. If you just put into a search engine, I mean, even Time magazine's, oh, we've been doing tests secretly, not to alarm you, but now we're getting ready to go widespread, spraying aluminum dioxide and barium salts on you to shield out the radiation of the sun because of global warming. And then the scientists look at it and go, but this will increase the heat of the earth. And absolutely, they say it's secret testing, but now they've declassified part of it.
Well, the neurological effects on it are just terrifying. You know, you walk outside and you look at these chemtrails, and they're all over Mississippi. I'm just appalled. This is going to, the people that are already in a pre-Alzheimer's state, they're going to have rapidly advancing Alzheimer's. Young people, the children, are going to get enormously high brain levels of aluminum in that part of the brain that's affected. There's no question about it. This is proven. It's just insane, absolutely
insane. Well, it's been proven that all over the country, levels are going off the chart in the soil.
Right. Yeah, I've watched the video in Hawaii, and biologists have measured the aluminum levels, and they've noticed over the last several years it's just progressively increasing at an enormous rate. So you're going to have trouble finding food to eat that's not full of aluminum.
But don't worry, Monsanto's coming out with a whole line of aluminum-resistant plants.
But, you know, if you talk about conspiracy, you have two alternatives. Either there's a conspiracy for population control, or these people are so stupid they should be institutionalized. That's your only choice.
And either way, the same thing. It's hurting us. We'll be right back in 1 minute with Dr. Blaylock. Final 5 minutes with Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. You know, sitting here listening to him, I've noticed traveling around the country, I've been able to pull up satellite photos of the entire nation and then blow it up from an average day. The chemtrails are mainly over U.S. cities. These aren't like the old contrails that dissipated in a minute or so. I mean, they sit there all day, they turn into cloud banks, and now they admit, oh, there's been a lot of secret testing with this high-altitude, you know, passive aerosol spraying campaign. But we're doing it for your own good to protect the Earth. And then I notice that there are certain areas of the country where they're not doing it. And you've noticed those are the areas like Wyoming and places where the globalists are all moving and trying to stay. It is beyond evil that this is happening. And when they're chemtrailing heavily, my grandmother has lived here all her life, never had allergies, had them. It's not allergies, folks. It's brain inflammation. When they're chemtrailing heavily, in the middle of the summer at 2,000 feet, ice crystals are impossible there. Everybody gets sick. Everybody's got headaches. And because they're spraying us. And they think it's very funny. And now you heard Dr. Blaylock, 25, 30-year-olds getting Alzheimer's. It's very funny to them. And it's very enjoyable to these control freaks, these eugenicists. Dr. Blaylock, finishing up also, they've raised, the federal government has the level of radiation they say is safe. They've reported more explosions and smoke at Fukushima, but that's not even in our news. It's drifting over here, and you've also put out a paper dealing with some of the nutritional things folks can do to protect themselves from this low-level radiation exposure.
Well, I wrote an e-booklet which goes into detail about how to protect yourself. It was originally written about nuclear terrorism, but it applies to medical radiation or this event. But what I did, I spent a good deal of time researching primarily through NASA research. NASA does most of the research on radio protection, how to protect yourself. It rarely enters the general discussion. Everybody talks about, well, you need iodine tablets and all that kind of stuff. All iodine does is protect your thyroid. These very dangerous isotopes like cesium-134, 137, strontium-90, they can last in the body because they're incorporated in the bone entire lifetime. And their half-life is 30 years, so your entire life you'll be radiated internally. And that's what happened in Chernobyl. Well, when I looked through what they did in Chernobyl, the American doctors going over there treating them, they used a lot of supplements. For instance, in Chernobyl, they used alpha-lipoic acid and found just dramatic protection. These people, reversals of some of these effects. When they looked at the NASA studies, they'll take animals and expose them to doses of gamma radiation that will kill the animals within 24 hours or less. And, for instance, with ginger, just the extract ginger, they found that if you gave it 5 days before the lethal dose of gamma radiation, they found enormous protection. Over 60-70% of the animals were alive that were given the ginger, and all of them died that didn't get it. So with even enormously high levels, these flavonoids are highly protected. What's
wow.
the number of them? Curcumin, resveratrol, quercetin, all of these are enormously radioprotective. For instance, they did a study on breast exposed to radiation and found out if you gave curcumin, they reduced the incidence of radiation-induced breast cancer by 70%, which is far more protection than any known drug.
And now we see, I saw this in the news last week, the UN Codex Alimentarius has gone in Europe. They're banning hundreds of over-the-counter minerals and vitamins because Big Pharma knows it's their competition.
Well, yeah, and if you start banning these things that can protect you against these toxins, that's going to increase the mortality and the disease rate, for instance, with the chemtrails, the aluminum.
Well, folks can find that report at your website, and that's BlaylockWellnessCenter.com. Thank you so much, Doctor. Absolutely amazing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take calls till about 30 after, maybe a little bit past, because I want to hear from everybody out there about the old Bin Laden hoax. And then I'm going to get into all the news surrounding this and the domestic checkpoints, the internal passport system that's being rolled out, and also the big prisonplanet.com infowars.com report, the 10 facts that prove that the whole Bin Laden situation is a hoax. Let me give you the exact headline. 10 facts that prove the Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. We're going to be reading over that. Al-Qaeda, though, one of the propaganda centers admittedly connected to the Pentagon. Al-Qaeda confirms that Bin Laden was killed. And notice Al-Qaeda always pops up at key election time or at key times for diversions, coinciding with the announcements of Governor Ridge or Ashcroft before him, or now Janet Napolitano, of a terror threat. Al-Qaeda puts out announcements agreeing. It'll just be on a message board or an audio, and everybody says it's real, and it's a government that's been caught putting out fake reports over and over again. I mean, do we forget that they've been caught lying to us over and over again? But there's one more point I want to add about that hour-long interview we just did with Dr. Russell Blaylock, you know, a top retired brain surgeon whose literature has entered the main scientific body of work, terms he coined, surgeries he invented. And I've flown the guys out to big events to interview him for upcoming film, and it's also already posted at prisonplanet.tv, unedited, just the whole interview. And they've flown out to events. Every week he's speaking at giant events packed full of medical doctors and other top medical doctors. This stuff is starting to get out. And you heard him. This is a contrived system to reduce population. Or these people are complete nuts. Well, how do they, with such precision, come out with things that attack the heart, attack the liver, attack the brain, and tell you it's for the cardiovascular system? How do they come out with a Gardasil shot that almost no women die of cervical cancer a year? Those that do usually have an autoimmune problem. 3,000 on average a year contracted, even less die. Generally, it's a very simple surgery. It's almost like skin cancer. Generally, it's women who are prostitutes and drug users and have had literally thousands of partners. The point is the drug insert for Gardasil says this doesn't necessarily protect you. It's only six of the known strains. The strains are in 300 plus that can kill you and in the total thousands and always mutating. But it certainly has killed, well, in the trials, it killed 20-something young girls. And every week or two, I see another article out of Kansas or Texas or California. It's always the cheerleader. Mama says, I'm going to give it to my girl. We're feminist. They take her, because you're told, be a feminist, give her the shot, you know, let her have, you know, have sex or whatever. And they march her down there, and they give her that shot, and boy, she's paralyzed, blood starts pouring out, she's dead. And the doctor finally reads the insert and goes, yeah, the shot killed your daughter, and everybody buries her, and, you know, it's kind of a celebration. And don't worry, as 25-year-olds get Alzheimer's and as everybody starts dying, they'll have diabetes runs and cancer runs and Alzheimer runs, and it'll all be fashionable with the local leaders. They're having dinners for the research that's given to Big Pharma to finance murdering us. These are murdering killers. Let me tell you something, cops, SWAT team guys. If I came and blew aluminum dust in your face, you would know that aluminum's connected to Alzheimer's. That's been admitted for 30 years. You'd probably beat me down and take me to jail. I deserve it. A grand jury would probably indict me for assaulting an officer. But the Department of Energy, for at least 16 years, just go search geoengineering testing, the dozens and dozens of patents to add it to the jet fuel, where the companies aren't even conscious of what's happening. It's just, here's the new federal policy, add this aluminum dioxide to it. The engines disperse it. It creates nuclei. In fact, BBC, NASA, Earth now 20% darker. Boom. Global dimming. Hit them with global dimming caused by contrails. But these aren't contrails. These are chemtrails. And it is the aerosol testing campaign. And you can't lie. Major universities, city health departments that aren't totally controlled all over are reporting 10, 20, 30, I'm getting chills right now, 50 times safe levels of aluminum. It's just appearing out of nowhere. There's not a factory nearby. It's coming down on us. We're breathing it. They're killing us. Of course, university professors say, I've been teaching for 50 years and these kids are dumb. The IQ has dropped. We're being murdered. Military, police, news people, government people, we're all in this together. We're all under attack. It's the scientific dictatorship that in the 70s had space planes with decapitation weapons to kill the entire global leadership in 1 hour. Dr. Bob Bowman told me that. Only reason he could talk about it was because in a C-SPAN debate about Star Wars program, the current head of it over a decade ago screwed up and started talking about classified, and Bowman looked at him and said, now I can talk about it. You just talked about it in a public forum. The guy turned red and freaked out. I mean, you think that helicopter that crashed and the fake bin Laden thing was high-tech? That thing's probably 40 years old. They had stealth bomber designs in the 40s, ladies and gentlemen. We're not in Kansas anymore. The decision has been made that the Earth is infested with too many humans, and the decision has been made to see if they can slowly poison us, slowly kill us, degenerate us, take our savings, transfer it to them as we die with their treatments. It's all compartmentalized. This is the plan. And then you wonder if the bin Laden video is fake. Again, the only reason I mention this is because it came out in the news last year. Hillary apologized for the UN and the U.S. government shooting kids up with live syphilis. It wasn't just black people 30, 40 years ago. It's everybody. But see, white folks go, them blacks gave them the shot and gave them what they deserve. There's too many of them. I can't tell you how many yuppies go to universities and they go, well, there are too many people, Mr. Jones. Listen, scumbag. You want to be psychopath. You're being hit with it too, you dim-eyed, snot-nosed piece of trash. I don't like being sprayed. I don't like GMO and trying to have to avoid it. I'm sick of it. I don't like being assaulted. And I don't like gibbering, dumbed-down people out there who serve the system and get all threatened by Osama bin Laden because he looks like a goofball and he's the enemy. You need to figure out the scientific dictatorship. If I make the claim that the White House science czar published books calling to add sterilants to the water, sodium fluoride, then you should go look it up and find out I told you the truth. You shouldn't just say this guy's a nut. No, I'm not the nut. If you don't at least look into this info and find out it's true, you are the nut. And I remember going to college. I remember. That's why I got out of college. All it was how the family's bad. The Second Amendment's bad. Christians are bad. White people are bad. But that was only done so white folks, who were, quote, the dominant group at the time, would feel guilty. And then, okay, you're bad, but you do what the government tells you now. And so now you're a liberal. See, they teach you, you're guilty, you're bad. Okay, what do I do to not be guilty? You turn in your guns, you hate the family, you do whatever you're told. Yes, I'm a trendy. You mutilate yourself. Yes, I'll do that. You know, it's just, well, I'll do whatever you say. You don't take baths. You drop out of society. Yes, I'll do that. That will show them. See, that's what Madison Avenue does. They make you feel inadequate, and then they sell you what will make you adequate. I'll go on these syndicated, predominantly black talk shows, and they'll sit there and ask me, well, we like what you say, but, you know, bottom line, do you not like Obama because you're racist? And I'll just say, you know what, let's just say I'm racist, okay? That's why I'm against aborting 52% of all blacks. I'm against the fact that 52% of blacks in the womb are killed before they're born since 73. And I'll be like, oh, you see, that's the big litmus test. I mean, am I mad at some black groups that get all hyped up and think all the problems in the world are whitey? Am I threatened by that? Yeah, but I don't dislike you as an individual. I'd rather free your mind and have you right beside me. Because believe me, I'm way past what color your skin is. And so whites have this victimology of the black thing going, so the whites are guilty. But then meanwhile, they get behind Planned Parenthood fundraisers. You know, oh, look at this from a few weeks ago. The so-called trendy magazine, weekly here in Austin, completely untrendy. And it says, Toxic Shock, How the Attack on Planned Parenthood is Poisoning Women's Healthcare. Set up by Margaret Sanger to, quote, get rid of black weeds. And I have interviewed black nationals, well-known, you know, black guys first, we're going to save the black people. Now, I say, what about abortion? And they'll look at you straight up and go, well, I support it. And I say, you support Margaret Sanger, who said, we got to get black leaders behind this abortion so we can kill these subhuman weeds. Oh, see, it's toxic shock. You got to stand up for women's rights. Nothing more demonic. Nothing more evil. I mean, once you buy into 51 million dead babies, 52% of blacks being having their babies killed, and it's a right. It's a good thing. Kill them babies. And then they put a skull where the woman's long hair coming out of it. Who shows that she's pregnant. So the image is pregnant is death. Life is death. See, this is an oxymoron. This is 1984. 2 + 2 = 100. This is up is down, down is up. Life is death. Life is bad. And Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, they love you. They care about you. They're good. They're good. They're good. They're good people. Listen, in Travis County is the only county in Texas where I've got to pay for. All right, I'll take at least this round of calls. I said I was going into this hour to cover the Bin Laden stuff. I have a tendency to research stuff for days and then not even present it once I get here because it's not new to me anymore. But look at this cover of the Chronicle, and then I'm going to your calls. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can see it. Or later on the web, archive there, you can see it. If not, it was the Austin Chronicle April 22nd cover. And I brought this in here weeks ago, meaning to use it. I could teach an entire semester class at a university on this one image. All the propaganda it entails, all the doublethink. Travis County, the only county in Texas where abortion is 100% funded by taxpayer money. They use the hospital district tax that my business pays for. I've got to pay for women to kill their children. That's all part of the government health care, all part of the eugenics. And they have a woman here, not the happiness of when you get the news you have a baby and that you're pregnant. No, it's two cross pregnancy tests because of scrolling crossbones under a skull with pink hair coming out of it, long hair of a woman. And the subconscious image, and even conscious, is women are death, life is death, getting the news you're having a baby is a terrible thing, toxic shock, how the attack on Planned Parenthood is poisoning women's health care. Now, here they are playing the victims. I got to pay. They're overflowing with Rockefeller money. A woman that called black subhuman weeds, who she detested, wanted to kill. Margaret Sanger, I got to see her on the cover of Time magazine a few years ago as a great liberal. These aren't liberals. These are murdering Nazi scum. Hitler came out of them. But don't worry, the blacks love it too. Kill us, kill us, kill us. Kill our babies. Murder us. We love it. Shut up, white devil. I want to kill some black babies. I've had it with you. I've had it with everybody. We got a murdering group of scumbags that think we're a bunch of roaches and want to get rid of us. They're poisoning the food, the water, and telling us they're doing it. The statin drugs make you have heart attacks. The stinking insert says it. Everything's the opposite of what they say. And I'm sick of it. And they talk about a woman who's pregnant being a skeleton head. They're saying life is death. I'm sick of it. And what's really gross about it is that most of you people out there that serve evil are so dumb, you won't even know when you're being judged in life. I can't believe I ever got into this. I can't believe. With great knowledge comes great suffering. With great knowledge comes a lot of pain. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, we got so much evil around us. We are living in a matrix of evil. I said I'd go to your calls, and I got to get to them because I got to get to this other 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax by Paul Joseph Watson. Here's another nightmare one. I knew this was coming forever. They've been training for it. Internal passport terror alert overloads leads to call for no ride list. Internal passport terror alert overload leads to call for no ride list. And it's the no work list and the no everything list. It's just total evil. Borders are wide open. Tim in Michigan, go ahead. And then Janice, Matt, Leo, Estevan. I'll get to at least those five. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex. Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm not doing too good because I just like before 9/11, I knew they were about to launch it. I'm going to have to watch the murdering terrorists blow up a bunch of stuff, shoot up shopping malls, maybe even nuke a city, and then prance around as our saviors on TV. And I can't handle it anymore.
Well, the first thing I thought of when they said, oh, Bin Laden was dead, you could just look at Barry's face, and you could tell he was lying, that it was all scripted.
I know, where's common sense? I can tell when my kids are lying. We have discernment. We're smart. But he looked like a complete criminal up there selling you a jalopy and saying it's a brand new car.
Well, listen, I got something I got to tell you real important. I even wrote you. I don't know if you got the letter, but I sent you a copy of my speech and what happened. I don't know if you got it yet, but I did put attention to you. Now, you know that I'm one by now after damn near a couple of years, or excuse me.
Sir, I don't know. There. Tell me what happened. Tell me what you're talking about.
Okay, over the past few months, you and I together...
are you the guy that called up with the idea, now I remember, for the Google bomb?
Yeah.
All right, stay there, Tim. Stay there. Look, the issue is when you can see these people, it's like they live. I'm having to walk around with the sunglasses, and other people won't put them on. I'm like Rowdy Piper getting really angry here. Last night I heard Obama was coming to Texas for a whirlwind tour collecting money. But I didn't know he was coming to Austin. And I was just given this from KXAN. Obama to visit Austin for fundraiser. Senators ask him to review wildfire devastation. And it says he's going to be at the W Hotel down on 4th Street. And so there's the details of that. And I could go down there and bullhorn him tomorrow. But probably what the establishment would do would have so-called patriots go get a permit for it. Then if I was five blocks away trying a bullhorn, they'll run over and say stop. So I'm not allowed to protest in Austin, even if it's an event I tell people to go to. But I got a little paranoid about that. That's how they do that. But so be it. I had plans tomorrow at 5, but I may have to cancel those and get down there. It's 5 to 6 p.m. KXAN News will have live coverage of the president's visit tomorrow to Austin, Texas. We'll get this report, a link to this report, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And let me explain something. I don't get permits. The state of Texas and the city of Austin have lost a bunch of lawsuits over arresting folks for having permits to protest. As long as you're not blocking a road, you don't need a stinking permit. And I think everybody should be down there tomorrow and not let them herd you five blocks down the road, behind a little gate and tell you that's where you stay. When Vicente Fox came to town, I bullhorned him at point blank range at the governor's mansion. If I go down there, and I'm strongly considering it, I'm not going to have any stinking permits. That turns a right into a privilege. I protest the police department. I don't get a permit. Okay? And then I'll send a big crowd down there, and then Lord knows what will happen. But I'm probably going to go down there tomorrow night. So that's important information right there, because he needs to be exposed on this whole bin Laden hoax. But President Obama will arrive in Austin Tuesday evening. He first visits El Paso to give a speech on immigration. That's the big one for the total amnesty. He will head to Austin to attend a fundraiser for his 2012 presidential campaign. The private event will be held at ACL Live at the Moody Theater, hosted in the W Hotel at 310 West Willie Nelson Boulevard. While seeking money from people of Texas last week, the Obama administration denied a request to declare a disaster in Texas because of wildfires, which would make the state eligible for federal funds. Friday, both senators from Texas asked the president to turn the state's wildfire damage while he's here. So there you go. Begging for our own money back. All right, let's go to your calls. I got to move quick now. Tim, finishing up the point you were making.
Okay, this is it, Alex. Between you and I, I'm also the guy that called in about, I went on the 4th of July and passed out the copies of the Bill of Rights. And I don't know if you remember me calling in and telling you about that. Then there's a search term, info bomb. And then I also was the one that called and talked to you directly to the Michigan militia after they raided Hotari and told you that they raided Awake. That was also me. But here, and then me and you both had agreed on the man we picked out as the Fed. I'm just breaking down where I'm getting to. Okay, now I single-handedly, now you're going to love this, man. Check this out. I single-handedly, by myself, by doing a few simple things, because I hear a lot of people talking. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What can I do? What can I do?
Start taking action. Go to city council and speak. Call into talk radio. Start your own organization. All of us by ourselves doing a little bit will bring the globalists to their knees.
That's what I did. And listen, I used their own document to hang them. What I did is I got a copy of your annual drinking report, drinking water report, and the first thing that's listed on here, Alex, one of the things that really shocks me is, I don't know if you've seen that commercial about one out of every 100 children will eventually develop autism, ADHD. I mean, that's an extremely large amount of number. Whether it's the fluoride or the vaccinations, I don't know.
It's all of it.
This is a scientific dictatorship, and that's what's going on. But anyway.
So the point is, you went to your city council to fight fluoridation, and you had their own document.
No. They sent me the correct document, and the first thing on the list was the term regulated contaminant, and underneath it says fluoride. Now, regulated contaminant means how much contaminant we put in the water. If you want to break down the layman's
term. No, you're right. They call it a contaminant. It's what it is.
And then, and then it says level detected 1.1. So I refer over to some of my speech, which I verified every single resource.
Well, now the feds have had to say cut it down to 0.7 or 0.00. They've cut it from 1.2 part per million to down to 7. So they've cut it almost by half, and that's because they admit all the bone cancer increasing. But Tim, I love hearing from you, but we've got to jump to other callers. So you're saying you hung them with it. Did you go to a meeting? What did you do with the information?
Yes, I went to a meeting. I wrote a speech. I posted flyers all over town. And when I talked to the guy at the water department, he said, you know, we've been getting a lot of calls this week. I'm wondering why, you know. Well, me and my girlfriend went pacing downtown with one of the flyer that you did, the yellow one.
Yes.
And then I made one up of my own, you know. And this is how I hung up. It says, levels detected, 1.1 part per million. But in my research that is also backed up, it says amounts below 1 part per million may seriously depress the ability of white blood cells to destroy pathogenic agents. I use their own numbers and my research to hang these people. I also gave them a copy of Dr. Conant's Dangers of Fluoride speech. I burned a bunch of them, handed those out. And 2 weeks later, I get a call from the water board. I've got ABC, NBC, and CBS, and two major newspapers on May 16th, that's on a Monday of May, want to interview me. And
beautiful. I got to jump, Tim. But another example, Tim calling in with the Google bomb, info bomb idea, reached tens of millions in the city where he lives. And I meant to ask him what city. Tim, you still there?
Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Mount Clemens. People should join you and get involved. God bless. An example. Look, I'm just a normal guy who got mad at the globalist 17 years ago and took action. Really about 19 years ago, but took me a few years to get on air. The point is, if you have the truth and you don't stop, you can't be beaten. Okay? And we have the facts, and we're not going to stop. And that's why the globalists haven't killed me. Because they know the ideas are bulletproof. And all it will do is underline and highlight everything I've said and done. In fact, it's now time for you to do it. It's now time for you to lead. I might show up, I might not. But the point is, everybody should go down and protest Obama tomorrow. And everywhere else he goes, you should print up this article by the hundreds and hand it out. 10 facts that prove Bin Laden's fable is a contrived hoax. Hand these out to everybody. The media will pick it up. They will cover it. It's not like I need to go down there to get in the media. I can go make a 5-minute YouTube video today and it'll get 700,000, a million views. I mean, I'm just a prisoner of how much media we can get control of. It's just, I'm not even worthy for this. I don't even want to be near the police and the fawning over the president. I may actually go down there tomorrow because I don't want to go down there. I just don't want an Austin cop coming over to me and saying you're not allowed to protest. And then I have to tell him, go ahead and arrest me. I'm going to have to personally sue you. It'll just be some poor fluoride head cop, probably already got major brain damage from the chemtrails. And I don't even want to look at him. You know, I mean, at a certain point, folks, I've been doing this so long and so much that I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't. I mean, at a certain point, I just can't even look at these people. And the way they'll have all the police fire engines and cop cars honoring this criminal and hyping it up like he actually runs something. You know, all the pomp and circumstance around the president is about diverting you onto the president to think he runs something instead of the big bankers that really run this country. All right, I just spent 15 minutes with that caller. Janice in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I'm okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I changed my name to Patience.
Well, I can do like a lot of days, just not even open the phones, you know?
I know. Well, anyway, I had one question when you opened the lines for the Bin Laden caper.
Yeah, in fact, maybe I should just take calls tomorrow just on that subject, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I called in about. And I had one question, and it turned into five because I've been thinking. And I'm just going to, instead of waiting for you to respond or for your answers, I'm just going to blurt the questions out. Number one, I'm not a military expert, but I'd like to know why they're telling us they use the Navy SEALs, because I thought they were divers and had to do with water, and I don't know, maybe we can ask Jesse Ventura, but I don't know where there's water around Pakistan or how that would fit in.
Now, they started out as underwater demolition teams at D-Day in the Atlantic and the Pacific with the Japanese. And then it was expanded into the Navy SEALs. They have subgroups, the underwater demolition teams, that deal with the water stuff mainly. But all of them are trained to be able to operate on land, air, sea, everything. And they're, you know, of the special operations groups, they're one of the oldest and most prestigious. And so they do operate on land.
Green Berets also, probably, or anything
they
like that.
They all do. All of them
I'm just saying, Navy SEALs sound suspect to me. There's no water around Pakistan. The second question was the Pakistan compound. Was it surrounded by U.S. government buildings and military buildings? I thought I heard something that points to an inside job or whatever, or insider-type information.
It was in the middle of a controlled military area where they have
U.S. military.
No, it Pakistani. But there were also U.S. spies crawling all over the place.
Was near embassies and military American stuff, but I don't.
Well, there are some military U.S. military enclaves, but mainly it's just offices.
Okay, and the third question is the guest you had last week for like three different days. Very important. I can't remember his name. It's not important.
Dr. Steve Pachenik.
Yeah, he. If we could get those three interviews of on CD or even DVD or whatever. So that I think it would speak where we could hand them out to people, you know, so that we could address the truth about this whole caper.
That's a great point. The Pachenik interviews are all up on PrisonPlanet.tv, and they've got several million views in the aggregate at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. They're there. Free.
Don't you have to pay for to get on the Alex Jones channel to watch them?
No.
You don't?
No.
Anybody on the Internet can go?
Yep.
Because I like to hand the CDs out. I don't have internet.
Yeah, no, I can't give out free CDs because I'd have to pay to print the CDs and ship them, and we'd be bankrupt in about a day. But the PrisonPlanet.tv members get it in higher quality. It's uploaded there first. There are expanded extras and things that are just on PrisonPlanet.tv, but that's pretty much a donation to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and it's all in one place. And they've suspended our YouTube channels before, so it's there as an archive. But 90% of what's on the PrisonPlanet.tv is on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
Okay, I don't have internet, but I'd like to hand out these CDs like chocolate. And if I had paid $10 for it or whatever, I would. But anyway, the other fourth question, I heard Obama when you played the tape when he's announcing that we killed Osama or whatever. The town, he said, was Abbottabad.
Yep.
But then I heard on the news that it was Islamabad. So which is it? Abbottabad or Islamabad?
Ma'am, they posed for a photo with Hillary covering her mouth going, and said they were watching him kill him. And it turns out it was all fake. No video feed, nothing. Of course it's completely fake. The whole thing's fake. I appreciate your call. Really great points and questions. And I went into fourth hour of overdrive to cover the 10 facts that prove bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax and never got to it. I'll try to here in a moment. Janice, and I'm sorry you've been on hold so long. What happens is I'm so fundamentally freaked out by this, I can talk for 5 hours without taking calls or having a guest on. Then I want to warn people about how the statins are triggering the Alzheimer's, so we have a medical doctor on about that. I just want to warn people. I just want it to stop. They're killing us. But because they wear white lab coats, we bow down and worship them. Because they wear police uniforms, we bow down and worship them. We have a corrupt, sinister global elite of corrupt people that compete with each other to see who the most evil is to get into power. And we are in a hellish situation. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Arizona. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I sound pretty heated this morning. This afternoon, I guess. I've been on hold since this morning. But I talked to you last week, Monday, and I'd say about a year ago, I started waking up a bit here and there. You know, I'm a military man, have been for a long time, and I've got a lot of information in my mind, and I've been trying to figure out how to do my part, you know, like your statement on the radio. You always say, what are you doing to wake up?
Start doing YouTube videos, and you can even disguise your face if you want to.
Exactly, and I've I've legally researched what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say. Of course, I don't want to put anyone else or myself in jeopardy because they will take care of you. So I just want, you know.
Well, yeah, but at a certain point, we got to just say, I don't care anymore. You know, you join the military to fight and die for America. Well, America's being destroyed by the criminals that have taken control of it and our military. And so, yeah, we don't even need to know stuff that's classified. We can see the movements they're making, and we can then triangulate what's really going on behind the scenes. But specifically, you say you have a lot of information that'll be informative. What can you tell us? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, in relation to Osama and how much we've known about him over the years, I was involved in 5 continents. I've operated all over the world. And a big part of my operation, I was in the Navy and the Army. And a big part of our operation in the Navy, both in South China Sea, the Middle East, this has all been declassified. The South China Sea, the Middle East, and off the coast of Somalia was to intercept, board, and essentially pick out people on these ships, slave traders, just, you know, immigrants trying to leave Iraq, get a hold of them, question them, and whoever we weren't interested in, we'd just abandon them at sea or shoot them. It's just normal. They're terrorists, you know. They're allowed to be killed. That's kind of the mentality of the military today. You know, no remorse, just pop and it's over.
Well, for those that don't know, they now admit in Afghanistan, they just go in and wipe out whole villages. That's what the good guys do. And then there's this doublethink when the globalists kill us and say it's foreigners that are doing it. We're like, you know, oh, it's horrible. Our people have died. Then cry about it and freak out for, you know, months and cower under our beds while the TSA gropes one-year-old babies. But please continue.
Well, the information we gathered, and we're told this by the command, the information we gathered was instrumental, and we would constantly get more and more information. We knew where he was every moment, and one Tomahawk cruise missile and it would have been over. But we timed it to where it was politically correct. Now, whether he was already dead or whether we killed him a week ago, only God knows that, but, you know, it's very possible he was.
Well, let me give folks something that's public. In 1996, they had him in Sudan, and they said, come get him, and Clinton said no. I mean, it goes on and on.
Right, and as far as the SAP we were, you know, discussing last week, that was, it's part of what the military does. You get your soldiers to, you know, when they enter the military, you're thinking, I'm here to serve my country, I'm here to fight, if I die, so be it. But they instill that hate in you, so now your goal in the military is to kill the enemy, which isn't the point. The point is to keep people free. But at that point, you stop caring about the people, and people want to know whether soldiers will fire on American citizens. Well, all they have to be told is those American citizens are a threat to your family, and you start shooting them. If you're willing to shoot innocents in Iraq.
Well, are people in the military that you know, because the people I know are waking up, are people you know in the military, are they aware of anything or the world government or the larger stuff that's going on? Or do they ask, why is Anwar al-Awlaki, the new head of al-Qaeda, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon? I mean, this is all admitted.
I'd say 1 in every 5 men or women that you question in the military about it, they know. But are they brave enough to speak out? Because it's not that they're going to be taken and imprisoned for speaking out. It's too blatant. It's too obvious. But they're going to be shunned. They're not going to get promotions. They're not going to get pay increases. They're going to lose their friends. It's blatant. It's, you know, it's like a closed community. They'll shun you if you step outside.
Yeah, it's like the mafia.
Exactly. And as soon as, you know, we found out, you know, I found out the kind of atrocities that I saw in the military. I mean, absolute 100% atrocities. I had to step back and say, am I going to be a part of this? And I decided, no, I'm not going to be a part of this. You know, regardless of what they decide to do to me, I'm not going to stand in front of God later on and say, oh, I didn't choose a side. I just went along, you know, with what was, you know, normal. Because guess what? That doesn't work.
So when you guys would pull the ships over, what percentage of the people did you line up on the deck and shoot in the head?
Well, mostly it went on in the other ship. It wasn't done blatantly out publicly. I'd say we grabbed maybe 10% of the people on the ship, because the majority of them are slaves or just human trafficking. But most of them we just stranded at sea. We disable the ship, board the ship, and then just stranded at sea. That way we're not saying we murdered them, their ship broke down. And then the rest we would either shoot right there, the ones who are armed, and the rest you fly off. And God knows, I have no idea what happened to those guys from there.
Yeah, they've got hundreds of black sites where every pervert, psychiatrist, and government operative that loves to... I mean, I read those Army reports, the Tagumbu report, what they did at Abu Ghraib to the kids. And it's all just admitted, and that's what the good guys do. They take acid and pour it in the little kid, and they... I don't know, it's pretty demonic, but that's why we're judged. That's why America's going down.
Right, and these thoughts have been surfacing over time. You know, about a year ago, I was doing a paper on concentration camps in Nazi Germany and Nazi Germany overall. And I found an article about, United States concentration camps. And it was one of those moments of thinking, okay, can this really be going on? Which caused me to research more and more. And I watched some of your videos and I saw things online. And everyone I discussed this with, especially in the military, I mean, pure 100% denial, regardless of how many facts you showed them. And it's just an example of right now how brainwashed this country is. It really is. It's no longer a theory. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. All these things that were called conspiracy theories 10 years ago, the mainstream media admits they're facts.
Oh, I see articles in the last month, a bunch of them, where they go, yeah, we had to get tough with them in Afghanistan. We just go in and kick doors in and kill everybody. And then I hear people on local radio going, yeah, they're getting tough. That's how you win wars. Rush Limbaugh's like, wow, we accidentally killed people in World War II. We bombed whole cities. We didn't do that until World War II. The point is, it's like a tough guy thing. Well, most of those guys are coming back to be cops, and they're damaged goods. I mean, either they freak out and repent for it but are still screwed up, or they want more, more, more. And I remember Private Gruckheimer, 2002, Ithaca Journal. Ithaca, New York. He said, I'm proud of what we did. We went into whole villages, killed everybody, including babies. And the Pentagon came out on Fox News 2 days later and said, we want to clarify, we only kill everyone in certain villages. I mean, why kill little children? Did you ever hear about that, killing little kids?
I know it happened. I know it happens. I never saw it personally. But I did see things that were almost equally as horrible.
So I guess you just walk over to the baby crib, and there's a little one-year-old, and you just stick a riot shotgun up to the head, and boom, it's just, hey, go team America, woo, yeah. That baby's head blew off just like Pat Tillman's. Yeah, I took him out.
I'd say that sort of thing isn't as common. I mean, most of us aren't that heartless, but it mostly happens with a Tomahawk cruise missile or a hand grenade that was poorly placed. And it's one of those things where some soldiers, not many, will shrug their shoulders and walk away. Others, like myself, the things I've seen and some of the things I've done, it'll haunt me and stay with me for the rest of my life. And that's my punishment for going along with it and being part of it.
Well, let me tell you, brother, it's not just going to haunt you, Matt. It's now coming back to America. Everything we visited on others will come back on us sevenfold.
Exactly, and I've explained, told my wife about some of these things that haunt me, and it's almost like she thinks it's normal, this is just what happens to people in the military, and she's right now. The things that happened in Vietnam, everybody looked back on that, we're past that. Well, wrong. That's how we get the...
Well, in Apocalypse Now, it's Full Metal Jacket, they're flying around, and the guy... says, how do you kill women and children? He's shooting them out of a helicopter, in an area not controlled by the VC. And he says, how do you kill women and children? Joker does. And he says, it's easy. You just don't lead them so much, because women and children don't run as fast. And then starts laughing. And I was talking to Dr. Bob Bowman. I think he told the story. He knew fighter pilots who would just shoot up innocent people for fun. And it becomes like a video game. I've talked to other Vietnam vets where it was like that. It's just kill them all, let God sort them out. I think that was a Jesuit saying from before. I'm going into super overdrive for just 5 minutes because I promise I'll go to Estevan, Robert, and Everett. But, John, give them my secret bat number here so they can call in the phone system. Just those three in super overdrive, and then I'm done. You know what happens is I get all wound up studying all this, and then I get on air and I have this vision, this idea of how I'm going to present it all and try to reach out to people so they can know what I know and know how real it all is. I don't mean to sound nasty about things, but we've got to be honest about what we've become. The wages of sin are death. I look at how the brain degeneration type diseases are just epidemic. I look at infertility being epidemic. I look at diabetes being epidemic. I look at IQs plunging. I heard Dr. Blaylock earlier talking about how they have these studies they use to push statins and things, and they'll spin the study in an article, but then you read the study, it says the opposite. That reminded me of in the 1970s, they tried to get FDA approval three separate times. It succeeded the third time in 1981 when Rumsfeld took it over at Searle, a division of Monsanto. And the military had been developing chemical weapons in the 60s and discovered a genetically engineered E. coli that would eat a form of toxic waste and then defecate aspartame. They tested it on monkeys, and the studies they finally used to get it approved, it was the boil down that Rumsfeld had written of studies, what, in 76, where out of the baby rhesus monkeys that were fed aspartame in their milk, their mother's milk, a large percentage died of brain tumors very quickly. The others were retarded, and all the others had major health problems, and they used that study to get it approved. God almighty. And I'm reminded of the New World Order everywhere I go. But they use a study that says this stuff will kill you to get it approved. I mean, you got to love it. Yeah. Oh, it gives me a headache, makes me want to cry. It really does. And our family members will die. Our family members will get these degenerative diseases, and we'll sit there and watch it. God forbid our children and these sicko globalist front puppets like Obama out there for everybody to see while the scientific dictatorship operates in the shadows right behind them and people choose sides. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Bush supporter. I'm an Obama supporter. I'm a Mitt Romney supporter. I'm an Obama supporter. It's just, it's all folly. And our species, if it didn't have such a criminal elite, and if we weren't so weak and allowed them to do this, the potential is incredible. People took out of context my terrorism's big dirty secret video. Some of them did. What I'd call kind of modern-day Bible Pharisees. They don't care about what's really in the Bible. They just like to thump it and feel official. I said, if we can get ourselves together thousands of years from now, our progeny will be the equivalent of gods compared to what we are today. I didn't say gods. I mean, people flying around in jet airplanes, computers, all this technology. Folks 3,000 years ago would think you were a god. That's my point. I know my life is so short. I want good things for people. I care about other people's children. I like happy people. I like happy folks, you know, in a pub banging their beer steins together and singing. I like good things. I got a lot of love. I got a lot of happiness. I'm a sweet person. And I'm just sick of devilish little goblin globalists running everything because we're too lazy to stop them. Now, I got a lot of stuff I need to do, and I said I'd get to 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. What I'm going to do is, when I end this show here in a few minutes, I'm going to go shoot a YouTube video, kind of a prototype of the TV show we're developing. We've got a roundtable one we do. We've also got it with the graphics and the green screen. We're debugging all of that right now. But if I wasn't busy doing this all the time, I'd already have it launched. And I got to have a meeting on the social network we're almost done with, finally. But 10 facts that prove Bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. I'm going to do a video on that and cover it more tomorrow. We do have Jesse Ventura coming on to get that first view on what he thinks about the Bin Laden situation tomorrow. Joining us from Mexico, that'll be a first for this transmission. Everett in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Then Ron and Estevan, and that's it. Everett, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. This isn't the reason why I called, but I did go verify the aspartame and all the gum after I originally heard you say that. So,
and that's sugar gum. That's sugar gum. It's in almost every brand. It is very hard to find it, and it's now going in candies, bread. They're hitting us hard with it.
Yep. So my question is, how do we square up the Benazir Bhutto video, which she probably gave her life for, to out Saeed Sheikh, the man she said who killed Osama, with the renal failure from Dr. Pizenek? What are we left to think?
Well, most of the intelligence professionals say he died 2001. I don't know. The fact is that Bhutto killing the myth, and she'd been a corrupt globalist, but then she went against him, and then they machine gunned her and said she hit her head. Remember that lie? Only our media ran with the hoax. Oh, Bhutto hit her head. I mean, give me a break. But I don't know how we square that. I mean, there are conflicting reports. The point is, it was on record that he was treated by and met with the CIA in 2001. Even CBS News reported that.
Okay. And the other thing is the tilted coffin photo. If I'm not mistaken, a while back you had mentioned they had captured some high stakes guy, and they had killed him and buried him at sea also. And I remember seeing a photo in one of the magazines of another tilted coffin. If I'm not mistaken, it was the same photo.
Well, I think that photo that the media has been running with and we've posted is just an image of burial at sea. I don't believe they've released the Bin Laden burial at sea.
Okay.
I'll have to look into that. Anything else, Everett?
That's it. Just good rant and rave again today.
Well, thank you for putting up with me. I'm just completely dumbfounded now. I just want this to stop. I mean, I should be positive. People are waking up, a big portion of folks, I don't know if it's a majority, but from what I've heard on talk radio it is, are not buying this. The burial at sea, the changing stories, the fake photo of them watching the murder of Bin Laden, the extrajudicial killing. I mean, it's just incredible. Ron and then Estevan, and that'll be it. Ron in Texas, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Rejoice, Alex. We have neither the authority nor any other hyped up excuse to pick and choose other nations' political leaders as puppeteers. No, national sovereignty should be cherished and acknowledged, not hijacked.
Yeah, well, this isn't America choosing other people's leaders. This is the bankers using America as its bully to go around doing this.
Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, 2012, is the top ticket of dynamite. Gosh, let's put an actual founding father in limited charge for a real change. Yes, our very own OBGYN, Dr. Ron Paul, revolution for love of liberty in our sacred, precious U.S. Constitution just keeps on keeping on. So let's protect our Constitution. And, you know, sir, fluoride is poison. So let's follow Laga Vista, the local town here, to freedom. They said no to fluoride just the other day. We can all follow the lead from Lago Vista, and they don't have fluoride in their water anymore because citizens took charge. So it's time to be joyful, Alex.
It is, Ron. Good to hear from you. That's why the globalists know they've been caught and are liars, so they go with the big lie. Remember, Hitler said, the bigger the lie, the more people believe it. And he was actually talking about the Soviets putting out big lies and how they're so big, they're so outrageous. But he understood that as well and used it, that people can't believe an outrageous lie could be a lie because it's so bold. The bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. Let's talk to Estevan in Oklahoma. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Okay, sir.
I know you're kind of down today with all the bad news, but I think I have one more than people should know. I'm an investigative researcher, and while doing some investigation for a book that I'm working on, I ran into some information that I thought people should know. This is not related to anything you've been talking about, but the thing is that Isaac Newton, he was an alchemist. I don't know if people know this or not. He practiced alchemy, and he was working on the Philosopher's Stone, which I'm sure people have heard of in Harry Potter and other places. It's supposed to be a mythological thing. For those of you who don't know, what it does, it transmutates an element into gold, mainly lead. And there is, in history, and anybody can go look this up, the guy by the name of Raymond Lully, he is documented in history for making 50,000 pounds of worth of gold for King Edward II during the 1200s. Now, the thing with Isaac Newton is that our government and the UK government are funding two projects, and anybody can find this on Wikipedia really easy. They don't believe it, but one has been, it's called the Chemistry of Isaac Newton Project, and it's been supported by the U.S., done in the National Science Foundation. And the other one is the Newton Project, supported by the U.K., Arts and Humanities Research Board. The thing is that they are working on turning basically lead into gold. If that happens, if they're successful, which I believe they will, according to history, gold will be worth nothing. So all these people are investing in gold for the rainy days that are coming.
Well, there you have it. They got an alchemist that can make magic gold. I appreciate your call. There's actually a device, I forget the exact name of it, and it uses the amount of power. They taught us about it in high school and then in college, you know, that a major city uses in a day, and they've made new elements with it. They have been able to change things into other elements with it. But most scientists hundreds of years ago, 500 years ago or before, it was mixed in with religion, alchemy, and science because they were trying to figure things out. There was a lot of mumbo-jumbo tied into it. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to come out with a machine that makes gold, so gold isn't needed anymore. I doubt the globalists would even let something like that come to market because they're some of the biggest owners in gold. And I'll close with this. I'll talk more about it tomorrow. You see gold now, I believe they said the day it was going back up. If you look at an 11-year chart, we'll talk about it tomorrow, it always dips down before it goes back up and then dips down before it goes back up. And with the silver and gold going down the last few weeks, that's the system, as we predicted, using the paper market to try to beat it down. But because physical demand is so high and because overall commodity prices are so high, because of dollar devaluation, it is basically driving it upwards. So they can always hammer it down for a period, but in the last 11 years, it only picks back up. That's how it's different than the Hunt brothers in 1980. That was just them simply trying to corner the silver market by buying up so much of it. This is a different scenario, and that's why I haven't sold any of the gold. I mean, when gold went from 260 to 500 and then dropped to 400, didn't sell it. When it went from 500 to 800 and dropped back to 600, didn't sell it. When it went from 800 to 1,000 and then back down to 800, didn't sell it. When it went to 1,200 and then back down to 1,000, didn't sell it. When it went to 1,400 and then back to 1,200, didn't sell it. When it went to 1,500 and then dipped back down earlier in the year, didn't sell it. And I'm not selling it now. I mean, it could go down by half, I wouldn't sell it. Because fundamentally, global paper currencies are being devalued. Great job to the crew. I'm out of here. I will go over more of the ridiculous lies of bin Laden killing tomorrow. We got some big guests, like Jesse Ventura tomorrow as well. Some other big guests throughout the week. And I'll be here all week long going into overdrive if we need to. And InfoWars and Prison Planet have never reached more people. And it's quite frankly shocking and a great responsibility. And if I get a little nasty and angry sometimes, we need to be that way to shake people out of their comfort zone and the trance they're under. America and the rest of the world, it's time to awaken to the scientific dictatorship and to turn the tide against tyranny. It's starting to happen. That's why their frauds are getting more and more outrageous. God bless you all.